heart breaking about him. And she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him. And she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. What's after eight? Yeah, see, I told you, after eight, I'm no good.
Okay, I'll be talking to you guys at the title. And like I said, we'll be going here in about 7 or 8 minutes.
Okay, cool deal.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Hit it, but it didn't come over.
Jane, our always-on drinking water system helps eliminate the equivalent of 15 billion single-use plastic bottles a year. So, you see, Culligan cares about sea turtles, too.
Aw, plastic pollutes and Culligan cures.
That's catchy, Jane, and totally true.
I'll take it, like now.
Jane, we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Bennett Chevrolet Buick is ready to open the road to new summer adventures, and they've got the deals for you. Get great savings on Trax, Trailblazers, Traverse, Tahoe, Silverado, and more. And check out this great deal. Take home a 2022 Chevy Equinox, 0% interest for 60 months. So get ready to hit the road this summer with savings like never before at Bennett Chevrolet Buick, your hometown dealership for over 36 years. Highway 40 in Kingsland, or visit BennettChevyGA.com.
Urgent Care of Coastal Georgia, Camden's hometown walk-in and primary health care clinic. A simple sore throat, sinus infections, or the flu, UCCG can take care of your acute health needs with no appointment. And they accept primary care patients for preventative health care needs. Most insurances are accepted, or you can self-pay. $75 for urgent care, $85 for primary
15
care.
Seconds to open.
UCCG, thank you. Where the heart of health care is kindness. Next to Camden Pharmacy in St. Mary's. Open 7 days a week. Primary care appointments, call 510-UCCG.
Proud to be in America. K-Bay.
Camden recover. We got the ball at the 25-yard line.
It's time for exciting Camden County Wildcat football on K-Bay 106.3. Brought to you by Wild Willow Boutique and Golden Glow Tanning Salon.
Now,
15 seconds.
From the 30 to the 25, big first down for Camden.
You won't miss a single play this season when you listen to the Wildcats on KBay 106.3. Or check out all the action wherever you are on the WKBX app.
Still on his feet, heading to the end zone.
Coming to you in 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
And welcome to Camden County Football 2022. Our scrimmage game all the way up in Somerville, South Carolina, where your Camden County Wildcats will take on the Ashley Ridge Swamp Foxes. Jason Bishop with you, our color commentary, Lawton Teston, our statistician, Jerry Middleton, along for another season, and we'd like to welcome everybody in to Camden County Football 2022.
Glad to have you all here. Nice ride up here. This is our Saturday afternoon version of Camden Wildcat football. Post played last night, but it got postponed.
Yeah, from what we understand, it flooded here last night, according to the folks that are up here that have been very hospitable to us at this point. And the pregame show of the Camden County Football Wildcats is brought to you by TDS Telecom and by Summit Sports Medicine. So we have an abbreviated pregame show, of course, with this just being the scrimmage game. Next week will kick off for real back in the friendly confines of Chris Gilman Stadium against Columbia. But tonight we have, or this afternoon, we have Ashley Ridge High School. And we found out something we didn't know earlier a lot, and this school has only been in existence for around a decade.
Yeah, and just as nice as they could be. Got a young coach up here, 35 years old. Looking, he said his program's ready to take off.
Coach Mike Hayes, and that's exactly what he said. I'm glad you brought that up. Said that this school, when it branched off from the other school, of course, they were predominantly doing the winning, and then now things have flipped to where this is the premier program in Dorchester County, which is where we are in South Carolina. And because this has become the premier program, he is now trying to expand the horizons of this program. And that's why the Camden County Wildcats are up here in South Carolina, because he wanted to play an out-of-state opponent. And he wanted to play a top-notch program with a lot of tradition, and Camden County checked all the boxes.
But he told me he'd been a head coach for 6 years, and he's just 35 years old.
Yeah.
Nice young man. Folks, it was a good drive, 160-some miles and some change probably. Wasn't bad.
Last year, the Swamp Foxes finished 5-5. They play in the highest classification in South Carolina. They finished 5-5. They did not make the playoffs last year, and so. But again, he said it was a little bit of a down year. But this program is on the up and coming, and so you know we'll see how good they are. They averaged 15.4 points last year. They gave up 16.6, And they are moving from Region 8. This is 5A up here in South Carolina, from Region 8 to Region 7. Ashley Ridge, Fort Dorchester, Stahl, Somerville, and West Ashley are all in their region.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions to be answered by the Cats, who was 4-7 last year.
Sure.
And playing a team in South Carolina, I think we 2-1 against South Carolina teams, or 4-2 or something like that. So.
Well, I am foaming at the bit to talk a little bit about our Camden County Wildcats, but before we do, we'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
TDS is proud to be part of Camden County and a supporter of the Wildcats. As a supporter, TDS understands the winning tradition. Score your own touchdown with the ultimate playmaker for high-speed internet, TV, and phone. Visit TDSTelecom.com to learn more. Let TDS get you in the game. Go Wildcats.
With a focus on.
Thank you for the correction.
Restoring
mobility
and improving your quality of life.
Fioler.
Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery offers a wide range of.
Let me see. I had it as Fioler. Is it Fiddler?
From that's what I think.
Treatment to recovery, our orthopedic
Fiddler.
Experts offer
Shane Fiddler.
That's what I thought. I thought you said something different.
I did.
Summit Sports Medicine and
Yeah.
Surgery.
That's what I've got right here. Coach Mike Hayes. But he did say his name was Shane Fiddler. Yeah.
Dan Proctor Drive.
I saw that's what he said, but when you said that, I said, okay, maybe I missed. I met another guy over there. Maybe that was his name.
Or call us today at 912-576-6355.
Hey, I looked up something from Camden County, and it was 2021.
Summit Sports.
I'm thinking, that can't be right.
Is a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System.
Here at Kindland Bank, we understand that most small businesses start with a dream. Unfortunately, dreams can't finance themselves. At Kindland, we are your time-tested, time-proven lender, helping you secure an SBA loan with low rates, no program fees, expedited service, and continued loan support. Kindland Bank, helping you grow for over 80 years. When it comes to your small business dreams, trust the people you know. Contact us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
TDS is proud to be part of Camden County and a supporter of the Wildcats. As a supporter, TDS understands the winning tradition. Score your own touchdown with the ultimate playmaker for high-speed internet, TV, and phone. Visit TDSTelecom.com to learn more. Let TDS get you in the game. Go Wildcats!
This Camden County Wildcat football.
Stand by. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
We are less than 10 minutes away from the kickoff of the 2022 season for the Camden County Wildcats, the unofficial kickoff here in Somerville, South Carolina, where the scrimmage game between the Wildcats will take place against the Ashley Ridge Swamp Foxes.
That's right. You said you foaming at the bits, right?
That's right.
I thought that was your medicine.
Well, I didn't take it this morning.
Well, I was wondering. But a lot of people at home's foaming. They looking for good things this year.
Well, I think good things are coming. Last year, we finished 4-7. We got off to a really good start, 4-1. Didn't do so great in the second half. 4-7, a couple of heartbreaking losses there in the region there at the end of the season. The Colquitt and Lowndes games that could have gone either way. The ball didn't bounce our way in those couple of games. And, you know, this team comes into this season with that expectation of those two games in particular, figuring out how to win those games. And I think that we'll see a little bit of a different squad when we get into those situations. And, you know, I like our schedule. I like our schedule a lot. This is what we're doing. We're going to open at home against Columbia next week. We beat them 31-0 last year at Chris Gilman. And then we'll truck up 95 to go to Glenn County to play the Brunswick High Pirates, who is a very good football team. That'll be a very, very good test for our Camden County Wildcats.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yes, I went and saw Brunswick High play last night over in Darien, and they threw the ball everywhere. They're going to throw the ball, put the ball in the air. They've got a quarterback in doing. They are loaded at receiver. So it'll be a great test for the Camden County Wildcats. A week after that, we will play host to the Glenn Academy Red Terriers in the friendly confines of Chris Gilman Stadium. And then on September the 9th, we're still at home against Dade Christian from the Miami area. Somerset Academy comes to visit. Atlantic Coast comes to visit. And then we get a bye. So the start of our schedule, we have four straight home games after the Brunswick game, and five of our six first games are all at home, and the only road trip we take is just 30 minutes up the road to Glenn County.
Yeah, and we got seven home games, three away games. Cochran's our furthest away game other than this one right here, and that's about even. And so the cards are stacked in our favor.
After,
that schedule.
Right. After the Atlantic Coast game, we do take a bye on September the 30th, and then we step into region play. We go up I-95 about an hour, maybe hour and a half, to play Richmond Hill on October the 7th. And remember now, the last time that we saw the Richmond Hill Wildcats, they had come down to Camden and beaten us for the first time ever in their existence. So we'll be looking forward to returning the favor on their home turf. And then we will take the trip to Moultrie to play Colquitt on October the 14th, and of course, I mentioned a tough loss for us last year to the Packers, 34-31 in overtime at home. And then we welcome Valdosta back,
back
to 7A, back to Region 1, and we will host them on October the 21st, and then we'll take a bye, and then the last game of the season, we will be at home at Chris Gilman Stadium against the Lowndes Vikings.
I think Tiff's going to find out, moving from 7A down to 6A in that region they in where Valdosta used to be,
mm-hmm.
That ain't no cakewalk.
That's Lee County's region.
Yeah, they should have stayed probably in 7A and played up.
I think that they're the fourth best team in that region. I thought here they were the fifth best team in this region. So you know, not much of a space as far as moving up. But I will say this, Tifton is a very good football team. It's a very good football program. They've got a new staff down there, new regime, trying to take the next step.
New AD, second year, I think, third year.
Right. And when if Tift makes the playoffs, if they make it as a four seed, they're going to be probably the most dangerous four seed in 6A.
Probably.
Definitely the most talented, for sure, if they finish with a four seed there down in 6A. Here in 7A, the Camden County Wildcats, we not only welcome Valdosta, we also welcome Richmond Hill to the region. So we lost Tift, and we gained Valdosta, and we gained Richmond Hill.
And which we'll have them this year, next year, and they get a new school there. So it'll be interesting in what that does to what region they'll play in and what division.
This, and just so you know, the region contract that's in place will last for 2 years, and then the GHSA has decided that after this two-year contract, they're going to do away with the 7A classification, and they're going to go back to six different, back to 6A. There will be no 7A, and they'll go back to whatever the numbers are. And so the point of all of that is what I'm telling you is, all of the 7A schools are going to go down to 6A. Some of the 6A schools will stay 6A. A good probably half of those 6A schools are going to go down to 5A, and then the trickle effect all the way down.
Well, they finally figured out that it didn't work. They moved it out. The 7A was supposed to have been, I think back then they called them super schools,
mm-hmm.
with the numbers and all.
What the purpose of this is that you've got one region all across South Georgia, and
yeah,
that region, anytime comes playoff time or even, you know, region travel, you're trucking across, you know, the entirety of the state just to go play a region game. And that's not just football. That's a random Wednesday baseball game. And so the GHSA finally has decided, you know, that's not going to work. So that's the reason that they're going to do away with the 7A classification, move everybody down. And so the product of that is going to more than likely end up being two South Georgia regions. You'll have one on the west side of the state and one on the east side of the state. That's probably what you're going to end up with.
I hope Brunswick and Glenn stays.
Well, we don't know where the cutoff is.
Yeah,
but
the number
of lives. Yeah, and I don't want to speculate over the radio of what that's going to be. I think I know, but that's only speculation.
Well, I didn't hear you say you can write it down. But everybody says they're buying erasers. I don't know what he mean by that. That's just why I hear.
You got a ride and marker, my friend. All right, so we're going to step away for 90 seconds, and when we come back, we will have kickoff here all the way from Somerville, South Carolina, the first kickoff of the 2022 football season. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, you don't have to be an athlete.
90 seconds.
Because
I looked at the clock.
Care.
We don't have 2 minutes.
Certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians treat injuries and conditions that affect just about any joint or bone in your body. But you're an athlete,
that's cool.
Weekend warrior,
that's a minute 30. That's fine.
Citizen.
They
use they
Perrier water.
Non-surgical techniques.
They plenty of water in the cooler.
From hip,
get it while it's cold.
And ankles,
I'm wrong.
Shoulders, wrists, and hands.
I got plenty in the cold.
By the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System.
I don't want you to get puny on me.
Let Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery develop a personalized treatment plan for you, complete with physical
take
rehabilitation
care of
to get you active again. And they have 3 convenient locations on same day appointments.
I think I might be out of
to learn more
Perrier.
Oh, no.
Appointment, call 911.
It's okay. I'll live.
Or visit
I'll get one in a minute.
TDS is proud to be part of Camden County and a supporter of the
If there's only one left, I'm good.
Oh, we got
the winning tradition.
I got plenty in the car.
I'm going to play a legal ID right after this break.
10-4.
TDSTelecom.com to
thank
learn
y'all.
More. Let TDS get you in the game. Go wild.
Sorry, I opened it for you. You can't open it.
Associate broker with Coastal Roofing.
I'm just very helpful.
Yes, you are.
Being selfish. And you said I was, which I ain't over that. But that's
buyers
all right.
And sellers, and is also a military relocation.
What do you say? You're going to play ID?
Her passion is helping you find your dream home. Let her sell your current
coming out of the break.
And begin the search
for
play
ID, right?
Yep.
Call Jessica Spinks today for any of your real estate needs. 912-674-6964. That's 912-674-6964.
TDS is proud to be part of Camden County and a supporter of the Wildcats. As a supporter, TDS understands the winning tradition. Score your own touchdown with the ultimate playmaker for high-speed internet, TV, and phone. Visit TDSTelecom.com to learn more. Let TDS get you in the game. Go Wildcats.
We're right, we're going to kick off. We're going to receive.
You're listening to exciting Camden County Wildcat football on KBay 106.3.
Here's Harry out on the field.
Stand by. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Welcome to Somerville, South Carolina, where the Camden County Wildcats look like we're going to receive the kickoff. No, we're going to kick off, and we're going to kick off to Ashley Ridge. Ashley Ridge, all maroon red with, oh, gosh, that's kind of an off-gold helmet, and they have the helmet covers, their practice helmet covers on, and in that off-maroon color, they've got the gold numbers. We're coming out in all white, no logos on our helmets, the dark blue helmets, dark blue numbers, white jerseys, white pants with the blue stripes down the side, and we are just about ready to tee it up. We've got the ball at the 40, and here we go.
Taysom kicks off.
Low line drive. It will be fielded inside the 10, brought over the 10 to the 15, a little running room across the 20, now to the 30, still on his feet, and he couldn't get by the kicker, and we've got him shoved out of bounds around the 30-yard line.
That was number 7 for Ashley Ridge.
Chris Simmons for Ashley Ridge on the kick return.
Good return. They look like they're going to start. It's going to be hard to see the numbers. 40-yard line. Good starting position for them.
They'll come out in the shotgun. 3 receivers, 2 to the near side and 1 to the far. A running back stands back there with their quarterback. A little pause here in the action. The referees are blowing the whistles, telling us to wait on something. It'll be 1st and 10 from the 40. First down's right at midfield. Here we go.
Quarterback's number 6, Floyd.
Proctor Floyd, their quarterback. Man goes in motion from right to left. They'll hand the ball to him coming across, trying to find some running room. He's got nowhere to go. We kept stringing him out, and he lost a yard.
Number 46 there for the Cats. Making a good play. Played through the blockers to bring him down.
Cooper Thornhill on the tackle.
Yeah.
And, of course, we'll be familiarizing ourselves with names and numbers as we go. Some of these kids we already know, some we don't. They'll come back out in the same formation. They'll just flip it this time. They're on the near side. They're on the close hash mark. We show blitz, and we jumped off sides. Flag comes flying from the sideline, Judge, and we'll give them 5 free yards after we hit them with a loss on the first down play. So
yeah,
we'll take them from 2nd and 11 to 2nd and 7.
Yeah, lost 2 on the first play, and now they pick up 3 on a free play.
center over the football. They'll come out in that same formation. There's the snap. High. He pulls it down. He's going to throw. And the ball is tipped up in the air, and it falls incomplete. We had pressure on the quarterback, and he just tried to heave it over Ian Anderson, who got a big paw on the football and knocked it to the ground.
Penderson was there for the Cats, number 24.
Ian Peterson.
Got him big arms up. He looked like a big kid to start with.
We saw him at tight end some last year. We've got him playing defensive end here. Third and seven for the Swamp Foxes. They'll go trip receivers to the far side. And one of the near. Oh, the snap goes over the quarterback's head, and he picks it up in the backfield, and we're all over him, and he will not get the first down. A big, big loss. We'll call it about 15. The officials will sort it out officially for us. But a third and seven turns to disaster for the Swamp Foxes.
Yeah, Thornhill right there to bring him down, not letting him pick it up and take it off.
They'll put the ball at the 31-yard line. Their punter is back.
Got Lindsey and Cole deep for us.
The kick is a high end over end. It's short, though, and it will bounce just past the 50, and they will down it in Camden territory at the 44-yard line. And that is when our first offensive series will take place. We're actually going to spot it at the 45.
Yeah, number 47 kicked the ball for them, and it went straight up in the air. McCoon, I think that's how you pronounce
McCoon,
that.
Yeah, their punter, McCoon. That's what we'll do.
Folks, this is the first time in 20-some years of doing a game without wearing glasses.
Mm. Mason Robinson, our new quarterback, under center. We come out the wing tee, send a man in motion. We give the ball to him. He cuts it back, got running room, still on his feet. He's got a first down. Stiff arms the guy around the 40, and eventually they get him out of bounds. A big, about a 15-yard gain right out the gate. The first offensive play of the year, Braden Ritz on the carry for the Wildcats.
There's that big running back you told me about. I better tell Donald Green about that kid. Good blocking, though, on the left-hand side.
They'll put the ball at the 41. We're now in Swamp Fox territory. We've got one receiver split out the near side. Man goes in motion. We'll give it to him, and he comes around the right side. He's got blocking, and he will get close to the first down marker. Tackled around the 30. Flag comes flying behind the play.
Yeah, number 21 for the Cats on the carry, Floyd. As you said, we have a flag, and that's offensive holding usually where that flag went.
We saw Quan Floyd a lot last year at cornerback. I was talking to Jeff Heron before the season started, and he said that he's primarily going to play running back this year. Indeed, Lawton, you are correct. It will be holding against the Wildcats. So we get a big first down and get the ball inside the 40, and now a holding penalty pushes us back close to midfield or put the ball down at the 48. To get a first down, we got to get to the 29.
It should be a first down and 20.
Man goes in motion again. We'll fake it. Robinson rolls, throws deep. He's got a man that saves Roche, and he overthrew him at about the 15-yard line. And Roche is not easy to overthrow. Just a little too pumped up on the throw. Roche had two steps on his defensive back.
Yeah, be wide open. He just had trouble finding the ball. And I think if he'd have turned it a little bit more to the right, that would have been a touchdown for Camden.
Sage Roche, about 6'3", 6'4", 220.
And got speed.
And Coach Heron said for the first time in 2 years, he's healthy. Can't wait to see what he's capable of doing on the field. Mason Robinson gets the play from the sideline, jogs back to the huddle. We're all huddled up around the 45. We'll break and come to the football. It's a second and 20. Man goes in motion. We'll hand the ball straight up the middle and flag, stop the play. We were going to run a fullback draw straight up the middle, and we were going to give the ball to Jaden Daly, but we won't get a chance to run that play. We started early. We had that one big run, and now we've shot ourselves in the foot a couple times with penalties. We've put ourselves back into our own territory.
This is second down in a bunch. Should be 25. 26, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Ball's at the 46-yard line in our territory. They've got one safety back deep. Mason Robinson looks like he's changing the play at the line. And goes in motion. We'll hand the ball straight up the middle to Jaden Daly. He's still on his feet. He breaks a tackle, and then he breaks another tackle in the middle of the field and finally gets spun down around the 35-yard line. A big pickup for the Wildcats, and they turn this into a third manageable.
Yeah, Alex Ledford was there to save a touchdown. If not, he'd have scored. Good blocking by the center that time.
And if you recall, Jaden Daly has been playing running back for the Wildcats ever since he was a freshman. He's now a junior. We've got Sage Roche split up to the far side of the field. It's a third and 7. Braden Ritz, he'll take the toss as he was coming across. He gets a block to the outside, darts toward the marker, and he's close. If he didn't get it, he's close. I think he got it. I think he just got the nose of the football over the first down marker. We'll see where we get spotted.
First down.
First down, Wildcats.
What I like about him, once he squares his shoulders up, he's going north and south.
I love the awareness of Braden Ritz. Once he saw he had the block on the edge, he looked to find where the first down marker was and didn't try and do anything fancy, just made a beeline straight to the marker.
Yeah, that's what I like.
We'll hand the ball off this time over to the left side, give it to Braden Ritz again, and he does the same thing. This time he'll fall over the first down marker, and we'll have another first down this side, this time inside the 20. We're moving the football. We just erased all that penalty yardage that we took, and now we're moving. Mason Robinson this time is going to be in the shotgun, and we've got a three-receiver set. Braden Ritz goes in motion, and we're going to throw a little screen out to the left side, and we picked up a block, picked up another block, and we're close to the first down marker. We're inside the 10-yard line.
We got a flag, Doug.
We'll have to see who that was on the reception. I didn't catch the number.
It's going to be no. We're going to get caught for holding again. Number 2 on the reception.
Jamar Lee Riddle. You'll hear us call his name a lot. Coach Heron, again, I was talking to him earlier last week, and he says Jamar Lee Riddle is special. So you'll probably hear us call his name a good bit this season. And, again, the penalty was on us. We got the ball inside the 10-yard line. You can negate that. The ball's placed outside the 20 on the 22. I can't tell exactly where we have to get for a first down, but I'm going to guess around the 7.
Close.
There's the snap. We'll hand the ball off to Daly. He tiptoes to the outside. He was going to go up the middle and then cut it to the outside. Not much running room. We don't get back to the original line of scrimmage. We're still outside the 20.
Garland closed down that time. Big linebacker, he told us about earlier today.
Committed to Georgia State.
Yeah. Made a good tackle on Daly, one-on-one, brought him down.
And they've got also a receiver here that's being recruited by Kentucky is what they told us. We'll go back to the wing tee. Roche has split out to the near side this time, and we're going to roll his way. Mason Robinson throws to the end zone and overthrows an open receiver. A diving attempt, I think that's Braden Ritz who made the diving attempt in the end zone in the front corner but could not come down with it. Had it open, it was there.
Yeah, had a couple of good pass plays, good calls, and they've been open, just hadn't been able to get it to them.
It was indeed Braden Ritz, so that'll bring up a fourth down, or excuse me, that'll
third
bring
down.
Up a third down.
And about 14.
Let's see what Jeff Heron has up his sleeve here. We'll go back to the wing tee, and we'll hand the ball off straight up the middle, and we'll get close to the 15, right at the 15 on the handoff straight up the middle with Quan Floyd.
That big linebacker again making the tackle.
We're going to jog our offense off and bring on our special teams. I guess we're going to attempt a field goal here. Can't see the clock real well with the sun shining. I believe it's about 7:45, 7:44 to go here in the first quarter.
96 to try the field goal.
Gabe Kaysen, 96. will attempt this field goal for the Wildcats. And it is up, and it sails
no good.
It was about a 25-yard attempt.
Missed it off to the right.
Yep. So still no score here. 0-0.
Yeah, about a 35-yard attempt right there. So Camden moved the ball, done good. It looks like we got 3 minutes and or seven. I can't see it. Can
I think it's seven and change.
7:39.
We'll come out. They'll come back out, and the shotgun quarterback takes a snap. He's going to roll to his right, dumps it off in front of a big tight end coming across. It's complete. They got about 4 yards on it before a whole host of white jerseys collapse.
Number 14 on the reception, big tight end.
Dwayne Simmons, a junior, 6'3", 200 pounds.
Probably threw the ball 4 yards, and he picked up close to five.
They'll go back to the shotgun quarterback. He throws one down the sideline, and a jumping attempt by his receiver around the 50-yard line, and it falls incomplete. A lot of hand fighting there going down the sideline. Derek Sally, that's that receiver I told you about that's being recruited to go to Kentucky.
I think we got away with one right there. It looked like we pushed a man out of bounds.
No flags.
Well, like Doc used to say, ain't no flag, it ain't no penalty.
That's the truth.
Yeah, Doc was a smart man.
Derek Sally will jog off the field this time. They'll come out with trip receivers to the near side and one receiver to the far side. It looks like we're playing man-to-man. Jake Lindsey stands deep at safety. We show blitz. We back out. Snap to the quarterback. He looks to throw. He throws. It looks to be a little button hook, and it's incomplete. The route was open. The receiver just didn't hold on to the football. It was a good throw, and it was intended for Jordan Elmontis.
You can write this down. We will pick one off before the game's over.
Okay.
Because that guy is not looking them off. He's dialing in right on the receiver from the get-go. Got Lindsey and number two deep for us.
It'll bring up a 4th and 6. Quan Floyd and Jake Lindsey back to return for the Wildcats. Their punter stands to kick Keith McClune. And we almost blocked that thing. He gets it out. Lindsey takes it at the 39 in his own territory. He gets a block over the 50. Still on his feet to the 45. Pushes a guy out of his way to about the 40. And that's where we'll take over. I think we got the ball inside the 40-yard line, depending upon the official spot. I think there's a flag sitting at the 49-yard line.
Yeah, I see it now. He's over.
Mm-hmm.
Blocking the back right there at the 48-yard line, 49. Folks, this is a grass field. Me and Jerry went out on the field for the game, and it's got a good crown on it, a grass field, nice solid field, if you're old school.
Running into the kicker on Camden.
Oh, they flagged way back there.
Uh-huh, and then it looks like block in the back as well. So
I didn't see that one. Got a post right here pretty well right in the middle of me and Jason.
Like I said, we almost blocked the kick. He did get it out, and I guess in our attempt to block it, we ran into the kicker.
All right, if it's running in a five, it'd be close to being a first down.
They'll leave him about a yard. Oh, they're going to give it to him. The official that threw the flag back at the 48 has now picked it up. The players are confused as to what we're doing. And now they'll mark off the penalty.
Oh, they're giving them personal foul. More than just running into him.
Well, you had the block in the back penalty, too.
They took the penalty down here. Block in the back, it had still been Camden's ball. They took the penalty down there hitting the punter.
Understood. All right, so the Swamp Foxes retain possession. Three receivers to the near side. Quarterback again stands in the shotgun. They snap the ball. He wasn't looking. Whistle stopped the play.
Oh, he's lucky to head umpire call time out for some reason.
Is Xavier Proctor Floyd was ready for the snap. The official blew his whistle. He turned to look at the official in the center, snapped the ball.
That could have been a disaster.
They'll snap it to him. This time he's going to run an option. He'll keep it, and he will dart it up between the tackle and the receiver that he had, and he's going to pick up about maybe 6 yards close to the – well, over the 45 to about the 46.
That time our defensive end didn't pick up his man, and he was able to turn it up and get a good gain. Riddle had to come up and make the tackle.
There's the snap. Whistles will stop. Nope. Whistles blew, but they're going to keep going. And he tries to come around the left side. Their running back does, and we stand him up and then push him out of bounds. He might have gotten a yard, 22 on the carry for the Swamp Foxes. Quentin Burke.
Just a junior.
And set up a 3rd and 5. So far, this has been the best offensive possession they've had.
Got aided by a penalty.
They'll go trip receivers this time to the far side of the field. There's the snap. Quarterback looks to throw. He'll throw the back coming out the backfield. And he eludes one tackle, and then we get him down, and he's going to be right at the 50. It's close. I think he got there.
I think he's about a foot short.
We'll see where the ball goes down. And he's where short. They put it down, he's short.
Okay. But thank you. Go ahead.
The nose of the football had to get to the 50. It's not there.
Yes.
That'll bring up a 4th and inches, and they're going to go for it. Ashley Ridge comes out, 3 receivers, one to the far side, trips to the near side, and they snap the ball, and they try to push forward, a quarterback sneak. They're short. They're short. He didn't get it. The sideline judge comes running in and says, no, he's down, and he actually lost about 0.5 yard.
Well, what happened? He ran into his line, and his knee went down and hit the ground. So once his knee hits the ground, he's down. So no matter how forward a push he gets.
We'll take over on downs, and it's a Bennett Automotive Wildcat 1st down. I can't tell you how much time is left here in the first quarter because I can't read the scoreboard with the sun glaring on it.
5:28.
Is that what it is?
Hey, Dr. Inhofe, fix my eyes.
Eagle eye, Lawton testing.
I just got 20-year-old eyes and a 70-year-old body.
You don't look a day over 22.
Oh, thank you very much. You must want something.
You're driving home, right? No, you're not.
No, I'm driving to Virginia.
That's right.
Let's take this 1 minute break right here on KBay 106.3.
Hey, y'all. If you want to look good and save
money, I was fixing to ask you about the first down.
The newest women's
store
offering style with savings.
You got to do every first down.
Every first down is a Bennett Automotive Group Wildcat first down. Scoreboard change is a Bennett Automotive Group scoreboard change. And I'll read the player of the week here in a minute.
Okay. You'll look so good, you're going to. I was going to ask you that because we didn't do it yet. I thought maybe we didn't have it for this game.
Behind the brown bag in Kingsland, it's Blush for Cheap.
When it comes to legal matters, most of us don't know where to begin. That's where the Ligon firm comes in, prepared to serve you.
I got a lot of reading to do.
Whether it's real estate, corporate law, elder law, or personal injury, the Ligon firm will help you with the process. They're located at 102 Marsh Harbor Parkway, Suite 109, at the entrance of Laurel Island Plantation. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 912-510-6964. When the time comes to take the next step, the Ligon firm is here for you.
Listen for the KBay 106.3 Wildcat Player.
Stand by, coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
TDS is proud to be part of Camden County and a supporter of the Wildcats. As a supporter, TDS understands a winning tradition. Score your own touchdown with the ultimate playmaker for high-speed internet, TV, and phone. Visit TDS Telecom to learn more. Let TDS get you in the game. Let's go, Wildcats. And now we come out of the timeout. And we are ready to go, taking over possession. The ball is placed in our territory at the 48-yard line is what we'll call it. Officials waiting to blow things into order here.
One official's talking to one of our receivers.
That's Sage Roche. I will go ahead and say this. Before the season is done, Sage Roche will have a Division I offer sitting in his lap. at least one, if he's, not multiple.
He's got the size.
He's a very talented kid. Missed him last year for sure. Quan Floyd goes in motion. Mason Robinson hands it off. We tried to run a crisscross trap, and it did not work. Braden Ritz took the handoff and was met with a whole host of maroon-red jerseys.
Yeah, they stayed home, and nobody was fooled on that play. Trying to get a young man's number. Number seven came up for them and just shut it down.
Chris Simmons.
Yeah, for a loss.
We lost 2 yards on the play. That puts us back into their territory on the other side of the 50.
I mean, no blocking hardly on their left-hand side that time.
Robinson going to throw, and he throws into the flat. Is complete to Quan Floyd over the 50. Breaks a tackle at the 45, and they spin him down. No, he stayed on his feet. He stayed on his feet. They spun him down, thought he was down. He got back up, and he's going to dance into the end zone. Touchdown, Wildcats.
51-yard pass play.
They spun him down. He didn't go down. They stopped because they thought he was going down, and he stayed on his feet, kept his balance, spun out of that thing, and just got up and went to the end zone to score.
And thanks for the referee watching the play.
Right, not giving up on it.
Yeah, he could have blew the ball dead right there. He
48-yard touchdown pass.
By Floyd, right?
To Floyd from Robinson.
Yeah.
We run the swinging gate. They're not fooled. We'll line up properly now.
92 to try the extra point. Tish.
There's the snap, and the hold is good. It gets down. The kick goes up, and it is good. And so we take a 7-0 lead here somewhere in the first quarter, and Salon Elapar Spa and Boutique is a proud supporter of the Camden County Wildcats. You'll find Radiant, Style, and Serenity all in one location. The full-service salon includes every aspect of hair design, and the spa includes facials, massage, spa treatments, spray tanning, and body waxing. Inside the salon, you'll find the Boutique with fashion-forward clothing at affordable prices. Look your best from head to toe. Salon Elapar Spa and Boutique, world-class service with local charm. You can find them on Facebook. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBay 106.3.
Since 1939, Okefenokee Rural Electric Membership Corporation has been providing quality electrical service to residential, commercial, and industrial customers in South Georgia and Northeast Florida. Call 1-800-262-5131 and speak to your marketing representative for information. Okefenokee REMC, your power supplier of choice for quality service.
Thank you.
Pricing.
Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
I have to make a correction. Quan Floyd did not catch the touchdown pass. It was that player that I was telling you about that Coach Heron believes in so much and thinks he's going to be special, number two, Jamarlee Riddle, on the touchdown reception. Again, we're getting acclimated to everybody's jerseys and numbers and names, so please be patient with us. Now, if we're doing this in Game 10, call the station.
Or by then, I'll be giving you Jason's phone number over there.
Yes.
92 is going to kick off for us this time. Tish.
And there is the kick. It is a high end over end. It will sail to the 5. They'll take it there, and they're going to bring it out over the 10 to the 15. We hit him there, and we'll ride him out of bounds at around the 20-yard line.
That's the second time we kicked off this game and done a lot better job. Last time we kicked off, they started at the 40.
Chris Simmons on the return for the Swamp Foxes. At 4:34, Robinson to Riddle for a touchdown, a 48-yard touchdown pass to give Camden a 7-0 advantage. And that was a thing of beauty because I thought he was down. I even called him down, and then I looked up, and he wasn't down.
He landed on the guy's body that slung him and just kept his balance and back up on his feet, and he was gone.
That was impressive.
Because most receivers would have given up on it. Him knowing his knee didn't hit the ground.
So far in the early part of this game, we've done a good job defending the pass because they have thrown it a bunch. They're going to this time the quarterback's going to keep it. He eludes pressure, and he comes to the right side, and he's not going to get anywhere. Flags come flying. 34 met him. Nick Petut brings him down.
Yeah.
There is a flag back at the around the 15.
Just a junior. Played a little bit last year for Camden.
Mm-hmm. Had a huge interception in one of our games last year, too, on defense. That was a big tackle, too, by Pachote there.
Looks like it's going to be against Camden.
Official still talking it over. Ready to score a touchdown this season? Let Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Bennett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram get you in the game. They are proud supporters of the Camden County Wildcats, so they understand what a winning tradition means. Bennett Automotive Group has built a reputation on customer service in their sales and service departments. Visit Chevrolet Buick and Bennett CDJR on Highway 40 in Kingsland or online, BennettChevyGA.com or BennettChryslerDodgeJeep.com, and let's go Wildcats.
It was against them, holding. I reckon the delay was find out if Camden wanted the play or the penalty. They went with the play. So it brings up second down.
About second and 20, officially. The ball for them is placed right at the 10-yard line. They send a man in motion. They hand it to him coming across, and we hit him in the backfield. They're going to lose more yardage. We're all over it. Jordan Almontis took the snap, and he was met by big number 71 for the Camden County Wildcats, Christian Dallas.
Yeah.
Among others.
They going backwards.
Well, they don't have too much room to go.
Yeah. Look like they on, let's see.
The 6-yard line.
Yeah, 6-7-yard line.
It's third and forever. They got to get the ball over the 29 for a first.
I don't even think Jerry can count that high.
Some confusion on where they're supposed to line up. Now they get it straight. There's the snap. Quarterback looks to throw. He drops back in his own end zone. They throw a screen. It's complete, but we blow it up immediately. As soon as it's caught, we hit the receiver and push him backwards again. Nick Pituit.
Ian Peterson was there too, number 24.
Ian Peterson. And number 34.
Now number 47 is going to be punting out of his end zone.
Back deep is Jamarley Riddle and Jake Lindsey. Oh, he bobbles the snap. This time he gets it off. We don't run into him. And Riddle's going to let it bounce, and it bounces past him, rolls, and rolls, past the 50, past the 45, and they'll down it at about the 43. Well, a mistake there, and Riddle will learn from that.
He went up to field the ball and let it hit the ground, and it bounced over his head, folks. I mean, straight up, straight over his head, and probably picked up another almost 15 yards on the roll.
If he feels it where it comes down, we have the ball in our territory. Instead, we'll take over in – well, we have the ball in their territory. Instead, we'll take over in our territory at about the 43.
A lot of times, fair catches save yardage.
We've gotten really good field position so far the entirety of this game.
Can't complain about the field position.
We'll come out with two receivers that are on the near side of the field. Quan Foley goes in motion, and we'll hand to Daly going straight up the middle. He's still on his feet, close to the first down marker. Just kept breaking tackles and turning his feet, and he's got the first down. A gain of about 13 yards, and that's a Bennett Automotive Group first down for the Wildcats.
Yeah, Daly just wouldn't be denied right there. Drug a guy about 4 yards.
Ball's at the 46 in their territory. Robinson checking his plays on his wrist. Now he's ready to go. Braden Ritz goes in motion. Instead, we'll run a crisscross trap, and it's open. A big hole on the great job by the defensive back coming up to take down Quan Floyd, because if he doesn't, he's gone. Number 19 for them, Markeel Moore stepped up a cornerback in one-on-one open field and made a tackle, and if he gets by him, it's pay dirt.
Just a sophomore, too.
Big hole through the line there on the crisscross trap.
Yeah, counter was open.
Sage Rose checks in the football game. He's split out to the far side in front of our bench. We're moving the football again. Quan Floyd this time goes in motion. Robinson's going to keep it. He heaves one deep. He's got Braden Ritz open, and he drops the football at the five. Hit him right in the hands.
Yeah, both receivers that time was wide open. So either one of them would have been a touchdown if they could have caught it.
Braden Ritz streaking down the middle of the field. Couldn't quite haul it in.
Tried to catch it over his shoulders with his hands up. And
had two steps on the defensive back that was covering him. That's two touchdowns that we've had through the air that we haven't gotten. One was overthrown and one was right there and just dropped. It'll bring up a third and three. Braden Ritz goes in motion. He'll take the handoff. He'll have a big hole. Still on his feet. He's got the first down. He's over the 20 to the 15, and he'll be brought down there inside the 15. Close to the 10.
Like I tell you, when he squares him shoulders up, he's gone. Hey, no messing around by that young man.
We're going in a hurry here. We've got the ball at the 14-yard line. We'll come out in a traditional wing tee, and we're going to give it to Ritz again over the left side. And this time, not as big of a hole. He'll only pick up a couple to about the 11.
Yeah, that big lineman was there last time, 51 for them.
We're rotating offensive linemen, two in, two out, two in, two out. Mason Robinson getting the play from the sideline or waiting for it to come in. Now he's got it. He'll come under center. And the clock is ticking now. We're under a minute here in the first quarter, so we got to get some urgency here. There's the snap, and we'll give it to Riddle coming across, and he's got the corner, and he will step across the end zone for a touchdown, but a flag comes flying behind the play, holding on the Wildcats, take the touchdown off the board. It was an easy run for Riddle. Nobody even touched him. Great blocking for the Wildcats, but apparently there was holding. The white hat threw it from behind the play.
About three or four times we've been called for holding, but this is the game to get it out of your system.
They'll mark the ball off.
Looks like 38 seconds to go before the end of the first quarter.
They're going to put us outside the 20 and about the 22 after the penalty. It's still second down. We can get a first down at the 4. Quan Floyd goes in motion. We'll give it to him on a jet sweep. He's got some running room, and now he breaks a tackle. He's over to the left side, and nobody's going to touch him. He's going to take it all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Wildcats, Quan Floyd.
28 seconds to go in the first quarter.
22-yard touchdown scamper.
Yeah, nobody laid a hand on him. Good blocking on the left side of the offensive line for Camden.
We'll run the swinging gate. And we're going to snap it. We're going to run it in. And we're going to get an easy two-point conversion. We snapped it to Robinson, and there was nobody there to tackle him, and he just walked into the end zone, so give us two. 15-0 Camden. And that's a Bennett Automotive Group scoreboard change. Salon Ella Parr Spawn Boutique is a proud supporter of the Camden County Wildcats. You'll find Radiant Style and Serenity all in one location. The full-service salon includes every aspect of hair design, and the spa includes facials, massage, spa treatments, spray tanning, and body waxing. Inside the salon, you'll find the boutique with fashion-forward clothing at affordable prices. Look your best from head to toe. Salon Ella Parr Spa and Boutique, world-class service with local charm. Find them on Facebook. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Here at Pineland Bank, we understand that most small businesses start with a dream. Unfortunately, dreams
we got some running backs, I'll say that
at
much.
Pineland, we are your time-tested, time-proven lender, helping you secure an SBA loan.
28.1 seconds.
No program fees, expedited service, and continued loan support. Pineland Bank, helping you grow for over 8 years. When it comes to your small business dreams, trust the people you know. Contact us today.
Coming to you in 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
We're back here in Somerville, South Carolina, where the news is good. The Camden County Wildcats lead the Swamp Foxes 15-0. The K-Bay Player of the Week is sponsored by Everyday Rents Home Furnishings, and you can catch the Player of the Week announced Thursday mornings right here on K-Bay 106.3.
And please go by and patronize our sponsors and let them know you're glad to hear Wildcat football right here on K-Bay 106.3.
28 seconds left and here in the first quarter. It's been a productive one for the Wildcats, 15 points.
Even though it's Saturday afternoon, the humidity is not quite as bad as back home.
I just pretend it's not there. What humidity? 96 to kick off for the Wildcats, Gabe Kaysen. It's a line drive kick, and it will sail into the end zone, and they will bring it out.
Folks, that probably didn't get 7 yards off the ground.
No, it was low and long.
And went a long way, folks. It probably hit about the 5.
By the way, our two-point conversion also marked a Bennett Automotive Group scoreboard change.
Folks, I wish y'all could see Jerry one time with the way that pencil is. The only man that brings his own sharpener.
The Swamp Foxes are huddled up. They have not. The offense has not taken the field yet. The officials are also huddled up behind the line of scrimmage at around the 20.
Do a lot of talking.
They're chit-chatting.
But so far, they've called a pretty good game.
I'm sure that conversation is about where late lunch will be.
And, folks, we are in the middle. I mean, the school's a beautiful place. Facility's beautiful.
In the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yes, sir. Literally. There's nothing but pine trees around us.
And brick buildings.
And other sports fields. They'll come out with trip receivers this time to the near side. They're going to stack them this time. Then instead, they'll hand the ball off straight up the middle, and there's nothing there. Gets slam tackled, does Quentin Burke. 5'11", 175-pound junior.
Number 7, Lindsay coming up, make a stop on that. Good thing it ain't in Georgia. There'd be a Dollar General right across the street. You agree?
I hear you. No gain on the play, and that will be the end of the first quarter. And so at the end of the first quarter, it is 15-0 Camden up on top. TDS is proud to be part of Camden County and a supporter of the Wildcats. As a supporter, TDS understands a winning tradition. Score your own touchdown with the ultimate playmaker. For high-speed internet, TV, and phone at tdstelecom.com. Visit tdstelecom.com to learn more. Let TDS get you in the game. Let's go, Wildcats. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on K-Bay 106.3.
Latest trends are always in, and it's what you'll always find at Wild Willow Boutique, your local shop for fashion-forward clothing and accessories. With inventory arriving daily, you will always find boutique-style clothing at affordable prices. Your favorite brands with more added all the time. Shop in the store or online. Wild Willow Boutique, open 7 days a week for your convenience. Located at 801
East Avenue in Kingsland,
next to Golden
Glow Campus.
The Camden County Wildcat First Down on K-Bay 106.3 is brought to you by the...
Coming to you in 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Back in Somerville, South Carolina, getting ready for the second quarter. News is good through the first quarter. It's 15-0 Wildcats up on top of the Ashley Ridge Swamp Foxes. They're decked out. They look a lot like Florida State to me, and they've got the practice helmets with the practice cover helmets on, which I guess offers them a little extra padding to the head area. And we're ready to go here in the second quarter. The ball's placed on the 20, second and 10 for Ashley Ridge. They'll come out with three receivers, two to the near side, one to the far side. Again, their quarterback will stand in the shotgun with his running back standing beside him in Quentin Kirk. We show blitz, and their receiver runs his route, but he was the only one moving.
I think our nose guard jumped.
Chris Simmons, their receiver, ran a great slant, but nobody was covering him. He was the only one on the field moving.
Our nose guard did. They picked up five.
So we drew them off sides. Or they drew us, and then I guess that prompted their receiver to run his route. Second and five from the 25. The snap, their quarterback's going to roll to his left, looking to throw. He throws back to the middle of the field, and it is complete over the 50. We get him down at the 45. Chris Simmons jumps up in the air and makes a catch right at midfield. Quarterback showed a little bit of an arm there, throwing against his body to the middle of the field.
But he squared his shoulders. Good arm strength. And like you say, he hit Simmons right on the run.
There's the snap. This time he was going to fake the throw, keep it himself, breaks a tackle, and he takes a big hit at about the 45-yard line, but he picks up five.
Yeah, number one came up and laid some lumber to him.
Jamarian Gibbs.
Gibbs.
Junior cornerback. They've got receivers trying to line up all over the place.
Well,
one side of the field and back to the other.
Everybody wanted to go to the left side.
This time they've got five receivers, no backs. Quarterback to throw. He'll throw one down the sideline. Hand fighting going on, but he overthrew him. And their receiver, number 21, puts his hands in the air, Derek Sally. And he was defended going down the field by Xavier Holzendorf, senior cornerback, was running step for step with the Kentucky recruit.
I think we was kind of holding him a little bit, and he tried to push away from him. We got away with another one.
That's twice that they have tested Xavier Holzendorf with Derek Sally, and both times a quarterback has overthrown the receiver, and both times Sally has looked at the official for a flag and hasn't gotten it. Third and five. The ball's at the 40. They got to get it to the 35. They'll run three receivers to the far side of the field. The flag comes flying on the snap and whistles stop the play.
A lot of flags, but you expect that in a scrimmage game.
Sure. Get the kinks worked out. This one looks to be against the Wildcats. They put the ball at the 40-yard line, and they give them
a first down.
It must have been on Ian Peterson, who has his hands up in the air, asking what he did.
I'm surprised they blew the ball dead. Must have been in all sides. Just turn that down.
There's the snap, and whistles blow that one dead, too. Sally comes back out on the field for the Swamp Foxes. Be offsides, or a false start, rather, on Ashley Ridge.
Well, we give it to them, and then we take it back. They give it back to us.
Back out in a three-receiver set. Quarterback back in the shotgun. The throw. He's hit as he throws, and the ball sails into the sideline. Incomplete. He got shellacked right in the back as he threw the football. And the football, instead of going down the field, sailed.
Number 34.
To the sideline, the Swamp Foxes sideline.
We pronounce that Pachoke, right?
That's how I've been pronouncing it, but I know that's wrong. Coach Heron told me the enunciation of it, and I said Pachoke all season last year, which was the wrong pronunciation.
Well, I thought we'd done it wrong the first time with the running back, and then they corrected us, and we found out it was Pachoke. Now they're saying that's wrong, too?
Yep, that is wrong. Coach Heron told me that was wrong, and I don't remember exactly how to pronounce it, but I will find out. I think it's Pituit.
I can say Nick. Number 34, Nick.
Let's do that.
Had a free shot right there on number two, the quarterback a while ago. And what I like, he put the face mask right in his back, knocked him down, got up, went back, lined up for another play.
Number six checks into the game, Xavier Proctor Floyd.
Inside 10:39.
It's funny, they've got Xavier Proctor Floyd listed at receiver, but he has played quarterback most of this football game. There's the snap, and he's going to throw a screen out into the flat, get some blocking, and they're going to get a first down out of this. And Jamarlee Riddle drives him out of bounds about the 25-yard line.
Number 22 on the catch.
Quentin Burke, his running back, just sailed out the flat.
Yeah, hit him right in stride. Didn't have to break a stride. Picked up an easy first down for him.
They got the ball at the 23. By far, this is the best drive they've had. I think we're around 10 minutes left.
10:23.
Okay. We're up 15-0. They'll run trip receivers to the near side of the field this time. Snap to the quarterback, and he'll hand it straight up the middle to Burke, who is met with three Camden white shirts, and he's going nowhere. Might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. Shamarion Gibbs in on the tackle. He was leading the way.
Yeah, one of the big linemen just met him right there, trying to pick up that number. I think number 71 was there, too, for the Cats. Dallas.
Christian Dallas. They are taking their time, or the Swamp Foxes, and getting their plays in. Down 15-0. Camden up on top. The Swamp Foxes in no hurry.
Well, that cuts down on the position for Camden, too.
Four receivers this time. They'll split them to the near, to the far. There's the snap of the quarterback. He's going to throw. He throws it toward the end zone into double coverage, and the flags come flying. We certainly did face guard him that time. Number 34, Nick, in on the coverage, and the pass was intended for Chris Simmons.
I don't know. I know in Georgia you can face guard, but here we actually ran into him that time in the end zone. So.
No, it was pass interference for sure.
Yeah.
He was face guarding because he didn't look back for the football, and since he didn't know where the football was, like Lawton said, he ran into it.
Yeah.
While the ball was still in the air, that's a penalty.
See, that's one rule they changed in Georgia. You could do that, and I don't like that because you can take a defensive back that can't really cover and can cover now because of that rule.
And they will mark the penalty off against the Wildcats. It'll be a first down for the Swamp Foxes, and the ball's placed right outside the 10. We'll say maybe the 10, 11-yard line.
Yeah,
the 11-yard line.
Folks, the field's not marked off.
This time, Sorry. Two receivers to the near side. The snap comes, but whistles blow the play dead.
Yeah, I think Camden takes a timeout.
Yep. Ready to score a touchdown this season? Let Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Bennett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram get you in the game. They are proud supporters of the Camden County Wildcats, so they understand what a winning tradition means. The Bennett Automotive Group has built a reputation on customer service in their sales and service departments. Visit Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Bennett CDJR on Highway 40 in Kingsland or online at BennettChevyGA.com or BennettChryslerDodgeJeep.com. And let's go Wildcats. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Georgia's own credit union has been putting the needs of our members first for more than 85 years. That's banking on purpose. At Georgia's own, you'll get better rates.
I wanted to open the window to get some of the sound.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were hot. I just turned that down. I'm sorry.
I'm not even sure how to open this thing.
Pull the things down. See right there? There you go.
Federally insured. That locks it.
Okay.
Pull them down.
Right. So they got it. They slide.
The Camden County Wildcat first down.
Coming back to you in 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Back here in Somerville, South Carolina, the Camden County Wildcats lead this scrimmage game 15-0 over the Ashley Ridge Swamp Foxes.
And folks, during that break, it took me and Jason both to figure out how to open the window.
But we got it.
We figured it out.
There's the snap. They're going to hand the ball off to a receiver coming across on a sweep, and he's going to lose. Well, he got back to the original line of scrimmage, but nowhere to go. We had Ian Peterson and Jake Lindsay in on the tackle.
Yeah, but the big lineman stepped up, number 71, to make him run, make him bear outside a little bit more. Dallas.
Christian Dallas. They actually did lose yardage. I was right. They lost 2 yards.
good pursuit by the defense then.
Second and 12. They can get a first down. Looks like about the 3-yard line. By far their best possession of the day. We show blitz. They saw it coming, and now they want to change the play.
No, I got a flag.
Oh, they got a flag. Did we go over the line?
I don't know.
Maybe there was a false start on them. Maybe we drew a false start. I don't know. Flag comes flying. Now here comes the official that threw the flag. He'll tell us whether it was a false start or whether we came across the line. Quarterback was very frustrated. Yeah, they got hit with a false start.
Yeah.
We showed blitz, and they made them flinch. We were trying to bring a blitz from the outside linebacker spot.
Yeah, their little quarterback drew us off a couple of times, but this time it goes against them.
So back them up 5 yards. Second and 20. Trip receivers to the far side. They're going to throw it. They'll throw a screen the other way, and we blow it up. We're all over it. Great job by reading the play. Undercut the blocker and went straight to the reception for the receiver and took him down. Xavier Holzendorf.
Yeah, Holzendorf right there.
Holzendorf has completely frustrated their big-time receiver, Derek Sally, today. I don't think Sally's got a reception. Holzendorf has shut him down so far here in the first half.
Big play right there. Had blockers out there. He just ran around them and made the play on their back.
And when I say reception, I mean big-time reception. Of course, he did catch the football there, but got hit with a loss. And whistles will stop that play as well. It's third and a very long way. The ball is at the 23. They got to get to the 3-yard line for a first.
3:42 to go right here in the second quarter with the Cats up on top, 15-0.
Another penalty against the Swamp Foxes, so they back themselves up even further.
The official might be being paid by the flags.
Sir, some ever heard that.
I got new eyes. I got some new jokes.
You need new jokes. That's for sure. 27-yard line is where the ball is. There's the snap. Quarterback drops the throw, and he throws in the middle of the field, overshoots it, and we pick it off. Intercepted at the middle of the field right at the goal line, and we will bring it out over the 20 to about the 22. Shamarion Gibbs on the interception.
I told you. You could write that down. We'd pick one off.
Ball went off the receiver's hands, a little bit overthrown, and it popped up into the air as Shamarion Gibbs was like a present at Christmas. Thank you.
We got a flag there, though.
Their best drive of the day ends with a turnover.
Yeah, with 3:32 to go right here in the second quarter. It's against Camden. Got to be a block in the back or a hole.
That's when it came out. It was after the interception.
Yeah.
So we'll retain possession.
We're likely going to mark it right on the 10-yard line.
Gibbs ends their drive. He made the interception right at the goal line. After the penalty, they'll put the ball down for us at the 5. Riddle goes in motion. We'll hand the ball straight up the middle to Daly, and he breaks a couple tackles, still on his feet, near the first down marker, and they're going to give us a first down. Great job by Daly, and you can tell Jaden Daly has gotten a lot stronger from last year to this year.
Yeah, he has.
A couple of those tackles last year would have taken him down around the line of scrimmage. Now he's breaking through those. There's the snap. We'll give to Quan Floyd this time up the middle, and he breaks a tackle, still keeping his feet going. It'll be a Bennett Automotive Group first down for the Wildcats.
Yeah, back-to-back first downs for the Cats.
Mm-hmm. Ball's put down at about the 39-yard line.
Yeah, number 8 came up and got ran over by him, the safety.
Jermaine Alexander.
Lord. You're right, Alexander. That 6 looked like an 8. They jumped all sides.
Riddle fake going in motion and then stayed, and it caused them to jump. That'll be a free 5 for the Wildcats. Ball goes from the 39 to the 44. with the nose almost to the 45. We huddle up now, taking our time. 7:02 to go here in the first half. It's 15-0 Camden on top. The Swamp Foxes were threatening, but Jamarion Gibbs ended that with an interception at the goal line. We'll give to Riddle coming across, and he is hit maybe a yard or two past the line of scrimmage, and that's all he's going to get.
Yeah, big number 53 just stepped right across the line. Nobody blocked him. Had a free shot at him.
Sebastian Sinamia.
Sinamia. Six foot five, 230 pounds.
Second and four. We give the ball straight up the middle to Daly. He's still on his feet. He's over the 40 to the 45 before they finally get him down. Boy, he has gotten a lot stronger. He's having a field day taking the ball up the middle.
Him and the safeties are going to be friends after this game.
Inside their territory to about the 34-yard line now, and we're moving the football again. Riddle goes in motion. We'll give it to him coming across, and he takes it down the right sideline, the far sideline, and he is drug down after another Bennett Automotive Group first down for the Wildcats.
If they let Robinson just bootleg the ball after making a fake, he'll score. Nobody's going with him on his feet or on his running the play out.
The ball's at the 20. The official from the sideline comes running up from the Swamp Foxes sideline. And the Swamp Foxes want to take a timeout here and talk about things. TDS is proud to be a part of Camden County and a supporter of the Wildcats. As a supporter, TDS understands a winning tradition. Score your own touchdown with the ultimate playmaker for high-speed internet, TV, and phone at TDSTelecom.com. Visit TDSTelecom.com to learn more. Let TDS get you back in the game. Let's go, Wildcats. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
When it comes to legal matters, most of us don't know.
Hey, James, do an ID when you come out.
Comes in prepared to serve your legal needs, whether it's real estate, corporate law, elder law.
Hey, James, do an ID when you come out.
We'll help you with the process. They're located at 102 Marsh Harbor Parkway, Suite 109, at the entrance of Laurel Island Plantation. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 912-510-6964.
Coming to you in 4,
hey.
3, 2, 1. And you're up.
Back here in Somerville, South Carolina, Ashley Ridge High School, the Camden County Wildcats lead the Ashley Ridge Swamp Foxes 15-0. And let's step away momentarily to take station ID.
You're listening to exciting Camden County Wildcat football on KBAY
106.3.
WKBX, Kingsland, St. Mary's.
Coming back to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you're up.
Let's thank James back there in Kingsland, Georgia, running the board for us again this year, doing a good job.
Back in God's country.
I see you've been working with him. He's got us counting down. But he missed the cue on doing that ID coming out of the break, so better tighten up, James.
The team's now coming out of the timeouts, coming back onto the field.
You know, it's one thing, we haven't had a lot of water breaks just when they take timeouts.
Mm. Not as much humidity up here.
You told me you didn't notice humidity.
I don't.
You figure out how to do it at home, let me know that.
There's the snap. We're going to run a reverse.
Well,
we
told
hand
you
to Riddle
what
and then
thing.
Back around, and he comes and takes the handoff, and he's going to walk into the end zone with a touchdown as Quan Floyd.
21.
20-yard touchdown run. Floyd, second of the day. We gave the ball to Riddle. Riddle went around the right side and gave it back to Floyd, coming back around, and there was nobody on that side of the field left.
Not kind of what I call for the quarterback to keep it, but I mean.
Well, the quarterback didn't have it.
I know, but he led him into the. He could have ran the touchdown.
You were saying just get the ball to that side of the field.
Yeah, I mean opposite, something reverse. I mean some different direction.
Understood. So Camden takes the interception by Jamarion Gibbs, cashes it in for a touchdown. They now lead 21-0 pending the extra point.
96 to kick. Kaysen.
Junior kicker. He's a big old boy. There's the kick, and it sails up, and it is good. And now Camden's up 22-0 over the Swamp Foxes. Salon Ella Parr Spa and Boutique is a proud supporter of the Camden County Wildcats. You'll find radiance, style, and serenity all in one location. The full-service salon includes every aspect of hair design, and the spa includes facials, massage, spa treatment, spray tanning, and body waxing, hot intestine. Inside the salon, you'll find the Boutique with fashion-forward clothing at affordable prices. Look your best from head to toe. Salon Ella Parr Spa and Boutique, world-class service with local charm. You can find them on Facebook. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBay 106.3.
Everybody Rents Home Furnishings is your local Ashley Furniture dealer and your source for national brands of appliances and electronics. Living room and bedroom groups, dining sets, appliances, and electronics. Just about everything you need to furnish your home. Everybody Rents Home Furnishings. Don't let the name fool you. They are a traditional retail store offering purchase options to fit your needs. Choose from buy today, 6 months same as cash, or convenient rent-to-own plans. Everybody Rents, 107 Kings Bay Road in Kingsland.
That was a Bennett Motive Auto scoreboard change, too. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We're back.
Coming out of the timeout, we'll kick. We're up 22-0, as Lawton lets you know. The Bennett Automotive Group scoreboard change on the touchdown by Quan Floyd. 20-yarder.
Look like they're looking for an onside kick here. They got everybody in close. Kaysen going to kick it off, number 90. You're right, he's a big young man.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a tight end.
And there is the kick. It's a high end over end. It'll be taken at the 5. Over the 10 to the 15, cuts the ball back to the middle of the field, dances and jives, flag comes flying from behind the play. He goes down to about the 32.
Drayton on that carriage. We got some first quarter stats here from Jerry.
Okay.
Camden rushing 107,
yep.
Passing 51, total yards 158, first down 6, 6 penalties for 55 yards, 15 points.
And see, that's what Jeff Heron, wants. Whenever you pass for a good amount of yardage and then you rush for double that, we're in good shape.
All right, Ashley Riddle, minus 32 rushing, 8 yards passing, total minus 24, 1 first down, no points.
Wow. Yeah, we've dominated the football game.
So far.
We're up 22-0. They've got the ball deep in their own territory. It's at the 15-yard line. There's the snap. They're going to throw it over the middle, incomplete, try to run a slant, and the quarterback threw the ball too far in front of his receiver, incomplete. Derek Sally, who is growing, his body language is growing more and more frustrating by the minute.
Yeah, and the pass, he had no chance of that pass. All right, folks, that last turnover by them, the best drive they had all day. We intercept the ball, take it down and score. 14 points right there.
And don't forget, we intercepted the ball at the goal line.
Yeah, and so that was a... And they marked it on the 10 due to a penalty, so a 90-yard drive for Camden. 6:03 to go right here in the second quarter.
Second and 10. They've got to get the ball to the 25 for a first. They'll come out with three receivers right in front of us. They're going to run the ball to the right side, the quarterback is. And we hit him. He got about 2 or 3. Jake Lindsay in on the tackle, also number 29 for the Camden County Wildcats, was right there for the tackle as well. Jamerick Daly.
Yeah, everybody took somebody that time, and we had the pitch man covered, we had the quarterback covered, just wasn't nowhere to go.
They're taking a while to huddle up now. Now they just break. They gain 2 on the play, so it'll be 3rd and 8. We show blitz. We back out. They're going to throw. He looked. Now he pulls it down. Now he's going to throw it, and he almost got it intercepted, threw it right into the shoulder pads of number 16 for the Camden County Wildcats, Wayne Austell. The ball hit him right in the chest.
Yeah, just a sophomore. He'd probably like to have that one back.
Yeah, he threw it right to him. Austell thought he was good, and there wasn't a lot of separation between the quarterback and Austell. They were probably only about 3 feet apart. And Austell put his hands up, and when he did, to try to get the quarterback from throwing the ball over his head, and the quarterback just rifled it into his chest.
Yeah.
There's the snap. They'll punt the thing away, and Lindsay is going to call for a fair catch at about the 47-yard line. So, once again, we've got great field position. We'll start in their own in their territory.
Yeah, Camden has good field position all game, just about.
No kidding. Ready to score a touchdown this season? Let Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Bennett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram get you in the game. They are proud supporters of the Camden County Wildcat football team, so they understand what a winning tradition means. The Bennett Automotive Group has built a reputation on customer service in their sales and service departments. Visit Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Bennett CDJR on Highway 40 in Kingsland or online at BennettChevyGA.com or BennettChryslerDodgeJeep.com, and let's go Wildcats. So here we go. We're under center. Robinson rolls to his right. He keeps it. He's going to throw it, and a diving attempt at the 40, incomplete. Sage Rose tried to come back to the football. They tried to run a little out route. Robinson threw it a little too far, a little too short.
Yeah, about a five-yard route, and he threw the ball about 4 yards.
Too far out in front of Sage Roche, and then threw it about his feet. Sage Roche will actually stay in the football game. Riddle will go in motion, and will hand the ball straight up the middle to Daly, who this time is, well, he was met by a whole host of Swamp Foxes in red jerseys, and it looked like the play was going to be dead, and then the pile started to move forward. They do finally push him backwards after he gained a couple.
You can tell Daly's been in the weight room.
Absolutely. He gained 3 yards on nothing.
Yeah, should have lost a yard.
Third and 7 for the Camden offense. Robinson's got the play from the sideline. He's looking at his play card on his wrist. Now he's ready. Quan Floyd goes in motion. Robinson's going to throw it. He heaves it deep down the middle of the field, wide open, and it's going to be a touchdown to Sage Roche. The ball's caught at the 10-yard line. There wasn't a Swamp Fox anywhere near him in Dorchester County. Touchdown, Wildcats.
I think Robinson, the nerves and the adrenaline's kind of calmed down. Folks, you couldn't pull a better-looking pass.
And Roche was wide open, caught it in stride. And he could have crawled into the end zone if he had wanted to. We'll do the swinging gate. That'll put us up 28 to nothing. They defend the swinging gate properly, so we'll go back to kicking the extra point.
96 to try it.
The snap and the kick is good. And 86 actually kicked that one. Cameron Hopkins. Ready to score a touchdown this season? Let Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram get you in the game. They are proud supporters of Camden County Wildcat football, so they understand what a winning tradition means. The Bennett Automotive Group has built a reputation on customer service in their sales and service departments. Visit Bennett Chevrolet Buick and Bennett CDJR on Highway 40 in Kingsland or online at BennettChevyGA.com. Or BennettChryslerDodgeJeep.com, and let's go Wildcats. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBay 106.3.
Glowing skin is always in at Golden
Glow.
I'm
done with Bennett.
Studio, formerly Magic Tan, they now have new owners. Get a new tanning experience that's also affordable.
You're the man.
The staff at Golden Glow will help you decide your best tanning options based on your skin type. You can tan laying down or standing up, or choose spray tanning in a booth or airbrush. And Skincare by Haley is taking appointments on-site for facial and body treatments. Golden Glow Tanning Studio. Walk-ins always welcome. 801 East King Avenue, Kingsland.
The Camden County Wildcat Football pregame show and postgame wrap-up on KBay 106.3 is brought to you by...
Coming back to you in 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Back here in Somerville, South Carolina, news is good. 29-0 Camden up on top.
Casing the kickoff.
There is the kick. That was, by the way, a bit of automotive scoreboard change after the touchdown and extra point. It's fielded at the 10, and he's got some running room down the sideline. He's over the 40. Flag comes flying all the way from the far side of the field. We finally get him down about the 49-yard line. You rarely see that. The play was on the complete far side of the field in front of the Camden bench, and the official standing in front of the Swamp Fox bench threw a flag.
and we got the window open, you could hear a little grumbling from the sidelines when he threw it.
We'll see what the flag is.
Going to be holding against them.
Holding against them. Good call, Otten.
Folks, the broadcast has moved up something. Jason is drinking Perrier water. We are first class now, dude. You hear me?
I hear you.
Thanks to the bug.
Robinson with two touchdown passes on the day. Trip receivers, they're going to throw a screen. It is complete at the 30, and they will push it forward.
Creighton on that reception, number four.
Close to a first down, a couple yards short, so it'll be second and two.
Riddle on the tackle for Camden, number two, playing a lot both ways.
Wayne Austell there for Camden as well. They break huddle. We got about 3 minutes and 35 seconds to go here in the first half. 29-0 Wildcats up on top. There's the snap. They're going to give it to their running back straight up the middle. It will be a first down for the Swamp Foxes close to midfield. Just put his head down, found a hole up the middle, and kept his feet moving and got to midfield.
Yeah, that time he was dragging a couple cats. And one of them was number 63, Lee Peoples, just a sophomore.
I'm sure in the second half we'll see an array of Wildcats get into the football game.
Folks, for you back home, that's a lot.
Quarterback keeper. He is hit right there at the line of scrimmage, and they spin him around. Their quarterback tried to keep it. He didn't get much. Xavier Proctor Floyd has taken a beating today at quarterback so far here in the first half. The ball is in Camden territory at the 49-yard line.
And, Jason, I think all the people that reached out to us want to know about the broadcast getting moved from last night to today and joining us today.
We do appreciate you guys listening. They'll come out with four receivers. Quarterback again hands it to his running back straight up the middle. This time not as easy of a sledding of a trip. Another, by a host of white jerseys.
Another flag.
Mm-hmm. Quentin Burke on the carry.
A lot of flags this game.
Noah Jackson checks into the game for the Wildcats. He's going to play defensive end. And the penalty is apparently against them, as it will be marked off. They've had a tough go offensively today.
Yeah, they kind of shoot. Every time they get to moving good, they shoot themselves in the foot or... A while ago, that was their best drive, and he just overthrew the receiver, and we intercepted it.
Ball's put into their territory at the 39-yard line. They can get a first down at the 40 in Camden territory. Second down for the Swamp Foxes, who come out this time with four receivers. And once again, bad offensive execution. Two people moving at the same time, this time in their backfield. And their quarterback is visibly frustrated, fussing at the receiver that was moving that wasn't supposed to be.
Well, he tried to tiptoe right there at the last, hoping nobody would see him, but the official white hat threw that flag.
A for effort. We're 2 minutes and 13 seconds away from halftime. 29-0 Camden up on top. We have looked really good today so far here in this first half. Four receivers this time for the Swamp Foxes. Quarterback to throw. He'll throw it down the middle of the field, and he threw it low to his receiver around the 50-yard line. Threw it at his ankles, and he couldn't bring it up off the turf.
Good play to him by number 83 for the Cats, Lewis. Just a junior.
Intended for Simmons.
That was a good play. Just to hit him time right when the ball got there. Not to hit him too soon. Going to bring up third down, and here you might can count that much. Well, you spent 2 years in the second grade.
But it was a productive 2 years.
It was. young man found out that a couple months ago his name wasn't really what he went by.
We're going to say 3rd and 15. 3rd and 20. 3rd and 20 is what we'll call it. There's the snap. Quarterback's going to throw a screen. It's complete at the 30. Got a block, still on his feet, and over the original line of scrimmage, but he's going to be well short, about 9 yards short of the first down. He had to get to the 40. He got near midfield, or just past midfield.
That time Riddle just sitting there waiting on him to get down there to him and made the tackle. Good thing he made the tackle. It would have been a touchdown.
It'll bring up a 4th and 9. Let's see what they want to do here.
They're going to go for it. Inside. Tell me what it is. The clock. Is it 1 or? Yeah.
1:20 and change.
Yeah, a while ago I thought it was 3 minutes and it must have been on 8. We'll take a break here.
We'll take a timeout. TDS is proud to be part of Camden County and a supporter of the Wildcats. As a supporter, TDS understands a winning tradition. Score your own touchdown with the ultimate playmaker for high-speed internet, TV, and phone. Visit TDSTelecom.com to learn more. Let TDS get you in the game, and let's go Wildcats. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Have you noticed a friend talk about overwhelming emotional pain, distressed low feelings, hopelessness, or they're withdrawing from their friends and school activities? Recognizing suicide awareness signs in teens can save a life. If you or a friend are considering suicide, call the Georgia Crisis Line, 1-800-715-4225. This message, sponsored by Camden Connection in Georgia, DBHDD. Visit save.org 24/7.
Or text 741-741.
Listen for the KBAY 106.3 Wildcat Player of the Week next Thursday morning.
Coming back to you in 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Back here in Somerville, South Carolina, news is good. 29-0. The Wildcats up on top of the Ashley Ridge Swamp Foxes.
I like that name, Swamp Foxes.
I do too.
Have you made any progress on the Bloody Oaks or the Bloody Marshes?
The Bloody, right. So it was a conversation between Lawton and I. For those folks that are familiar with high school football around Southeast Georgia, Frederick Academy Knights, who play on St. Simon's Island, they call when their home games are played, they call it Under the Oaks. And I wish they would call it In the Bloody Marsh. And to me, that's cooler. There's a lot of history behind the Bloody Marsh.
Sounds a little bit meaner, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more of a football term.
Yeah, Under the Oaks sounds like you're going to tea or something.
Well,
how they going to punt?
Or a glass of wine, which I can't say doesn't happen at a Frederica football game. I've seen it. Yep, now they're going to punt 4th and 9. Their punter gets it away. It's a high spiral, and Lindsay's going to fair catch it at about the 20-yard line. Again, no numbers on the field, so I'm just kind of going as best I can.
Yeah, I like that catching the ball. I've never been a fan of letting the ball hit the ground.
We've got a minute, and I'll say 11. Minute 17? Minute and change.
Minute 17.
Okay. 29-0 Camden up on top here, and we will take over at the 20.
Folks, we can't see the board. It's just got the sun right on it.
Quan Floyd goes in motion. We're going to throw the football, and it's a bullet to the middle of the field. But Robinson overthrew his intended receiver. He was trying to hit number 25, Cameron Chandler, and he threw the ball behind him.
Well, he had to get rid of it that time. He had two foxes right on him. I mean, right in his face.
When I hear swamp foxes, it makes me think of the Brantley County Herons, as they are affectionately called locally the Swamp Birds. Quan Floyd goes in motion for the Wildcats, and we're going to throw a screen. It is complete. We break a tackle. Jamarly Riddle does, and he will be close to a first down. He gets pushed out of bounds. It will be a first down for the Camden County Wildcats. A Bennett Automotive Group first down.
Back in the day before your time, there used to be a series called the Swamp Fox.
I don't even know what a swamp fox is.
It's a fox that lives in the swamp. Gee. And we sent you to school.
You asked stupid questions.
And we sent you to school.
Pass intended for Quan Floyd out in the flat, incomplete, off his fingertips. You ask stupid questions, you get stupid answers, I guess.
I thought that was a good answer.
Okay. Second and 10 for the Wildcats. Ball's at the 32. We're in our own territory. We lead 29-0. 1:06 to go before the half. Riddle goes in motion. We'll give the ball to Daly up the middle. A lot of running room. He strips, stays on his feet. Over the 50s. Oh, he coughed the football up. And it's bouncing around, still bouncing around, and we're going to fall on the football. There were four Swamp Foxes, red jerseys around the football. They couldn't pick it up, and finally we caught up to the play, and we had a big offensive lineman fall on the football. Let's see if he came up with it.
He did. Number 62 for Camden.
Jerome Roundtree, sophomore defensive end, or he's listed as a sophomore defensive end, playing offensive line right now.
What they tried to do was scoop and go. He fell on the ball, what you were taught to do.
We'll retain possession at the 45. We're going to give the ball to Riddle as he was in motion. He looks for a block. He scampers over and then jumps over another defender, and he's going to pick up about 6, maybe 7 yards to the 40.
Timeout, Camden.
Salon Ella Parr Spa and Boutique is a proud supporter of the Camden County Wildcats. You'll find radiance, style, and serenity all in one location. The full-service salon includes every aspect of hair design, and the spa includes facials, massage, spa treatments, spray tanning, and body waxing. Inside the salon, you'll find the boutique with fashion-forward clothing, a lot in testing shops there, at affordable prices. Look your best from head to toe. Salon Ella Parr Spa and Boutique, world-class service with local charm. Find them on Facebook. We'll step away 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
George's Own Credit Union has been putting the needs of our members first for more than 85 years. That's banking on purpose. At George's Own, you'll get better rates, fewer and lower fees, and the assurance of knowing that your success is what matters most to us. We have over 30 offices throughout the state to serve you better. So come on in. All Wildcats are welcome to join. Federally insured by NCUNA and an equal housing lender.
The Camden County Wildcats.
Come back to you in 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Second and 5 for the Wildcats. The ball's at the 40. We get it to the 35, and it's a first down. We're moving the football again. We're about 39 seconds left to go in the half. We're up 29-0. We were over the ball, and now we stand up. Looks like we're changing the play.
I'm surprised the official hadn't given Camden a sideline warning. We got
officials
three,
walking
four
up
coaches
now.
Out there on the field.
Officials walking up now. We're stopping the play. They walk to the white hat.
I think your clock might have kept running in some time off.
Is there a flag somewhere? I don't see one.
It's something to do with the clock. I see Coach Aaron out there. Good to see him on the sideline. Got that white towel over there.
Well, whatever the holdup is, we apparently are ready now to play.
And nothing changed.
Nothing changed on the clock that we can see anyway. Robinson stands in the shotgun. He's going to throw it, and he will throw to the sideline, and it is caught. Caught inbounds. He tried to roll out of bounds, but I don't think he did.
He didn't.
Ethan Goodson on the reception, and now the clock is running. 25-24. Now we got to really hurry.
Yeah, number 20 on that last reception for Camden. Now they got to move the chains. Now they're marking the first down, so Camden's got to hold up for that. So that did stop the clock at 22.9.
Excuse me, Antonio Woods on the reception. Two number 20s on the roster, but Antonio Woods plays tight end, so it was him.
Okay.
Now the clock has stopped. Mason Robinson's talking to the white hat. He stands in the shotgun. Another official standing over the football. Now he'll step away, and now and I don't know what's going on. He stepped away, now he steps back. A lot of frustration down on the field with the players. I don't blame them. Now the white hat blows and says, run the clock. We'll snap the ball. They were offsides, no flags. Robinson running for his life. He'll heave one to the sideline. Nobody there. Just throw that ball away.
Should be a flag on that.
Definitely intentional grounding. No flag.
Yeah. I mean, folks, they were not.
There was nobody on that side of the field.
I mean, not nobody. Not even a defensive back. much less a receiver.
Well, you know what? One for one, because they were offsides and didn't get a flag.
Yeah, well, tit for tat.
Second and 10 for the Wildcats. Robinson under center this time. Riddle goes in motion. We're going to toss it to him. He's on his feet. He's tiptoeing around the sideline, and he will get close to a first down before he gets knocked out of bounds, and that will stop the clock. I think it says 19 seconds.
19.1.
Okay. It will be a first down for the Wildcats. A Bennett Automotive Group first down.
Camden moving the ball, trying to get another score with 29 points already up on the board.
I know we're only at the halftime point or coming up on it, but don't forget the TDS Telecom and Summit Sports Medicine postgame show. 19 seconds, first and 10 for Camden.
Been a long game with all the flags and missed passes. And
we're only halfway through, brother.
Yeah, I know.
25, we're at the 25-yard line. Robinson drugs back to throw it. He's under pressure. He's one to the end zone. Rose tried to catch it with one hand and could not pull it down.
Yeah.
I thought he was gonna Odell Beckham that thing, and he couldn't quite pull it in.
Good play then by the Simmons, number 7. Went up step by step with him and was able to knock the ball down.
Incomplete. It'll bring up. Marker says second down. I thought it was third, but I'll go with the marker.
Second.
Okay. From the 20-yard line. 25-yard line.
25.
Sage Roche, who almost had another spectacular catch, lines up the near side of the field. Riddle goes in motion. We fake it to him. And now we'll throw a screen, and it is complete to Riddle, and he is upended. He tried to hurdle a defender, couldn't do it. Nick Jefferson, corner defensive back, came up and made the tackle. Now that clock is becoming an issue, and
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is the end of the first half. We did not get any points on the board on that drive, but we got 29 points in the first half. Not complaining. 29-0. Camden leads. We'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
With a focus
good
on
play him, buddy.
Restoring mobility,
yeah, that was
and
a good
improving
play.
Your quality of life, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery offers a wide range of advanced orthopedic services. From consult to treatment to recovery, our orthopedic experts offer comprehensive care close to home. New patients are always welcome. Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Camden County is conveniently located on the first floor of the Southeast Georgia Health System Medical Plaza at 2060 Dan Proctor Drive in St. Mary's. For more information, visit sghs.org or call us today at 912-576-6355. That number again is 912-576-6355. Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System.
Hey, y'all. If you want to look good and save money doing it, all you have to do is blush. It's Blush Boutique, the newest women's clothing store offering style with savings. At Blush, we have boutique apparel, handbags, sunglasses, shoes, and accessories with new inventory arriving daily. And you'll find a great range of sizes and styles at Blush Boutique, from ladies, junior, and plus sizes. You'll look so good, you're going to make them blush. Blush Boutique, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturdays, 10 to 5. Behind the brown bag in Kingsland, it's Blush Boutique.
When it comes to legal matters, most of us don't know where to begin. That's where the Ligon Firm comes in, prepared to serve your legal needs. Whether it's real estate, corporate law, elder law, or personal injury, the Ligon Firm will help you with the process.
Yeah, a lot of
they're
flags,
located at
a lot of incomplete passes.
Suite 109 at the
I was hoping
we'd
score
a plantation. For
see
more
if we go on a running clock.
Coming back to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Lawton, you made a really good point during the break. If we could have scored there, we would have put ourselves up by 30 points, and we would have given the Swamp Foxes the option of being on a running clock in the third quarter.
If they have that rule in South Carolina. But, folks, remember, we'll be home next Friday at a Columbia coming in. They're up around Atlanta, Georgia. And they had a good year after they played us. Didn't they? They made the playoff.
Did they?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And be there at Chris Gilman Stadium. I think it's a 7:30 kickoff. We'll be on there at 7:15. So if you can't be there, join us right here on KBay 106.3 or via KBay app.
I think we're going on the air at 7.
At 7?
I believe that's
right.
We're going
to do a 30-minute show?
I think so.
Cool, dude.
They
heard you was drinking Perrier water.
Well, it was all about getting Lawton tested as much airtime as possible.
Well, we used to interview the coach, and Coach Aaron used to like that.
Yeah.
And when I stopped doing it, he asked why we stopped doing it, and we went from a 30-minute pregame to a 15-minute pregame.
Huh.
He said it calmed him down and got his mind off.
Well, his players have played pretty calm today. 29-0 is the score here at the half, and the highlight so far in the first quarter, we had a touchdown pass from Robinson to Riddle. That was the play where Riddle was spun to the ground but didn't go to the ground, and everybody stopped except for Riddle, who then got up because he never went down and then just scampered to the end zone untouched after being slung to the ground for a touchdown, 48 yards on that one, and that gave the Wildcats a 7-0 lead. And then Quan Floyd broke a 22-yard run over the left side and put us up, and then we got a two-point conversion, which put us up 15-0 with 28 seconds to go there in the first quarter. And then in the second, the Swamp Foxes put together their best drive of the day, got the ball around, inside the 10, threw the ball to the end zone. The ball was tipped up in the air by the receiver, who was just a slight touch overthrown, and the ball pops up in the air, and Shamarion Gibbs takes it, intercepts it, ends that drive, and then we take that interception and drive down the field ourselves and ended up on a 20-yard run by Floyd, 22-0 Wildcats at that point, 6:14 at the 6:14 mark in the second quarter. And then a 32-yard pass from Robinson to Roche, 5:01, 29-0 Camden County Wildcats up on top. That's your scoring drives.
And that play where he just spun off that other guy, you see that in college,
mm-hmm.
in pros,
mm-hmm.
at least once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And now we see it in high school.
Again, you know, I spoke with Jeff Heron previously last week heading into this game and then again this week, and he told me he's very high on Jamarly Riddle. He thinks that Riddle is very special. We saw some of that specialness in that particular play where it looked like the play was over, looked like he was tackled. He found a way to stay on his feet, keep his balance, and he scored.
Yeah, just the guy that was trying to tackle him, he just stayed on top of him and just got on his feet, you know, and that's a heads-up play.
You were talking about playing Columbia next week. We beat them 31-0 last year at home at Chris Gilman. We'll welcome them again in our season opener next week at Chris Gilman Stadium.
And, folks, the Swamp Fox, they will come see us next year in the scrimmage game. It was a home-and-home agreement.
Yeah, they were talking about that they wanted to participate in, oh, I forget the name of the classic that he was talking about, but they had an opportunity to play Mill Creek, and then something didn't work out. I think he had a rivalry game scheduled on that same day, and so he couldn't play Mill Creek. And so he wanted a regular season out-of-town, out-of-state game, couldn't get it. And so the next best thing was the scrimmage game, and of course he found out that Camden, he wanted a premier program with a lot of tradition to play. He found out that we were looking for a scrimmage and called up Jeff Heron and said, hey, let's do this.
He wanted to find a program about 3 hours away from him, because
mm-hmm.
one of his rivalries is about 3 hours away. Coach Heron was looking for somebody about 3 hours away, because we got to go to Cochran, to Moultrie, Georgia, and it worked out.
I love the way our schedule sets up, especially in region play. We don't have to make a trip to Valdosta at all this season. Our toughest game, of course, you know, we do have to go on the road to Richmond Hill and to Colquitt, which, you know, I'm not a fan of going to Colquitt to try and win a game there. That's a tough place to win.
I think they're the best team in Region 1-7-A.
They're the favorite to win the region for sure. They're the favorite to win
right
the
now.
Region. Yep.
Right now.
I wrote a story.
On paper.
Yeah, I wrote a story about the Camden County Wildcats for a preview, and I think that the winner of the Camden-Valdosta game gets the 2 seed. is what I think. And I'm not saying we're not capable. You know, who knows how good we'll be by the time that we get to Colquitt to go to the Hog Pen and play. You know, we may give them everything they want, maybe more. But I certainly think at the beginning of the season, when I look at all this, when I look at all the schools and the teams that are in the region, you know, I think that Valdosta and Camden are jockeying for the second best team in the region, at least for the second best team in the region. Colquitt may not be as good as advertised. We don't know.
All year long, or during the break, all we heard was Glenn wasn't good. Last month we kept hearing Glenn ain't as bad as everybody says. So it's whoever's looking at them that day. You know what I mean?
I guess, because last week Glenn Academy went over to Jessup to play the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, and they got handled 24-0 in that scrimmage over at JC Stadium.
Yeah, but you got to remember all them kids that left last year came back.
That's
they
true.
Didn't graduate.
That's true.
Just about.
Well, let's step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to Camden County Wildcat Football on KBAY 106.3.
At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, you don't have to be an athlete to get the region's best orthopedic care. Their board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians treat injuries and conditions that affect just about any joint or bone in your body, whether you're an athlete, weekend warrior, active adult, or senior citizen. They use the latest surgical and non-surgical techniques to treat a full range of orthopedic conditions, from hips, knees, and ankles to shoulders, wrists, and hands. All supported by the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. From fracture repair to joint replacement, let Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery develop a personalized treatment plan for you, complete with physical rehabilitation to get you active again. And they have 3 convenient locations offering same-day appointments for emergencies. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, call 912-576-6355 or visit sghs.org/summit.
Latest trends are always in, and it's what you'll always find at Wild Willow Boutique, your local shop for fashion-forward clothing and accessories. With inventory arriving daily, you will always find boutique-style clothing at affordable prices, your favorite brands with more added all the time. Shop in the store or online. Wild Willow Boutique, open 7 days a week for your convenience.
Yeah.
Located at 801 East King Avenue in Kingsland, next to Golden Glow Tanning Studio.
Their defense always going to be a little hit of offense.
Is your local Ashley Furniture dealer and your source for national brands of appliances and electronics. Living room and bedroom groups, dining sets, appliances, and electronics. Just about everything you need to furnish your home. Everybody Rents Home Furnishings. Don't let the name fool you. They are a traditional retail store offering purchase options to fit your needs. Choose from buy today, 6 months savings.
Coming back to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Back here in Somerville, the Camden County Wildcats lead at the half, 29-0. And, Lawton, you got some stats for us?
Yeah, second quarter, Camden rushing 133, passing 62 for a total of 195, 7 first downs, 4 penalties for 35 yards and 14 points in the second quarter. The Swamp Foxes, 6 yards rushing, 75 yards passing, for a total of, must have been minus 6, so a total of 69 yards, first down 5, penalty 7 for 40, and no points. Halftime stat, Camden rushing 240 yards, passing 113, for a total of 353, first down 13. The thing we got to work on, we got 10 penalties for 90 yards with 29 points. The Swamp Foxes, minus 38 yards rushing, 83 passing, total 45 yards. First down 6, 7 penalties for 40 yards with no points.
It's been a game of mighty frustration offensively for the Swamp Foxes. We played very well defensively, A, and then B, when they have moved the football and they've started some positive momentum, then they have shot themselves in the foot with penalties and have backed themselves up. And then you couple that with our defense, and they have been stifled offensively all day long. And, again, their best drive of the day, they got the ball all the way down to the goal line, and then Shamarion Gibbs ended that with an interception. A pass that was thrown to the receiver, hit the receiver in his hands, and he couldn't quite pull it in. Ball pops up, and Shamarion Gibbs received a present on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at the yardage. I mean, 353 for a half, that's a total for a lot of teams, even though this is a scrimmage.
And I like what I like where the stats are, where it's basically a 2-to-1 ratio of rushing yards to passing yards. If those stats, if we do that every single game, we'll probably win every game we play. If at the half we have 100 yards passing and 250 rushing, we're probably going to win.
The whole theory is you run to pass.
Yeah. Yep, you're right. That is the old theory. Good call.
The old school.
Well, I heard some fans when I was down the field and I was walking back up to the press box. I heard some fans talking amongst themselves, and they were saying, I heard this team runs a wing T. And he's like, old school, smash mouth football. That's what this team does.
And up to this game, that's basically what we did. I mean, we tried to throw the ball. A lot of times, though, it was when we had to throw the ball. And to me, to be successful throwing the ball, you got to throw the ball when you want to, not when you have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. And I think we've done that for the most part today. We have thrown the ball when we wanted to. And, of course, it's been effective because at that point you catch the defense off guard. They're not really sure if you're going to pass or throw it. And, you know, we have had – and we had a pass dropped that would have been a touchdown. And then, of course, we had that really pretty pass that was thrown by Mason Robinson to Sage LaRoche going into the end zone in stride.
They got Robinson on here as a sophomore. Is that right?
Yeah, Mason Robinson, I believe, is a junior. I'll double check that with Coach Aaron, but yeah, I believe he's a junior.
I might have looked at the wrong Robinson then.
Yep, on the roster it says he's a junior.
Okay.
Well, we'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBay 106.3.
When it comes to legal matters, most of us don't know where to begin. That's where the Ligon Firm comes in, prepared to serve your legal needs. Whether it's real estate, corporate law, elder law, or personal injury, the Ligon Firm will help you with the process. They're located at 102 Marsh Harbor Parkway, Suite 109, at the entrance of Laurel Island Plantation. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 912-510-6964. When the time comes to take the next step, the Ligon Firm is here for you.
Everybody Rents Home Furnishings is your local Ashley Furniture dealer and your source for national brands of appliances and electronics, living room and bedroom groups, dining sets, appliances, and electronics. Just about everything you need to furnish your home. Everybody Rents Home Furnishings. Don't let the name fool you. They are a traditional retail store offering purchase options to fit your needs. Choose from buy today, 6 months same as cash, or convenient rent-to-own plans. Everybody Rents, 107 Kings Bay Road in Kingsland.
Jessica Spinks, Associate Broker with Coastal Roots Realty, is your locally born and raised realtor with deep roots in the community and surrounding areas. Jessica specializes in helping buyers and sellers and is also a military relocation specialist. Her passion is helping you find your dream home. Let her sell your current home and begin the search for the next house you'll call home. Call Jessica Spinks today for any of your real estate needs. 912-674-6964. That's 912-674-6964.
Since 1939, Okefenokee Rural Electric Membership Corporation has been providing quality electrical service to residential, commercial, and industrial customers in South Georgia and Northeast Florida. Call 1-800-262-5131 and speak to your marketing representative for information. Okefenokee REMC, your power supplier of choice for quality.
Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Back in Somerville, South Carolina, the news is good. Our Camden County Wildcats are up on top 29-0 here in this scrimmage game leading into the first game of the season against the Ashley Ridge Swamp Foxes. Camden has looked good offensively. We've thrown the ball. We've rushed the ball very well. We have recap our scoring drives again. Robinson to Riddle for a 48-yard touchdown pass at 4:34 in the first quarter. A touchdown run by Quan Foy, 22 yards. We get the two-point conversion to go up 15-0 in the second quarter. Shamarion Gibbs ends a Swamp Fox drive with an interception at the goal line. Quan Foy, a 20-yard touchdown run with 6:14 to go there in the second quarter, 22-0 Camden. And then a 32-yard pass from Robinson to Roche at 5:01 to make it 29-0. And I am super stoked for Sage Roche to get back here and get back healthy. I think he's going to be a huge contributor in the passing game for the Camden County Wildcats, similar to maybe what we saw a couple of years ago with Sean Hardy as a deep threat for the Wildcats before he got injured there toward the end of the season. But I think Sage Roche has got that capability, and I will go ahead and go on record, write this down. Sage Roche will have Division I offers before this season ends.
He's a good receiver, and he's got the size, the speed. He runs a good route, and that's what they look for.
And he looks the part, too.
Yeah, he's got the size. Camden getting ready to come back on the field for the mandatory three-minute warm-up.
We got about 4 minutes and change before we kick off the second half. And, again, the second half, we do expect to see a good many of Wildcats get some experience in this football game that we may not see very often during the regular season. But getting them experience now in case you need them is a great thing. And that's what head coaches really like to do, is get guys experience in scrimmage games and then even as the season goes, so that if you have to put a kid in a crucial situation, he won't be deer in the headlights.
The biggest change I've seen, other than throwing the ball, was that reverse a while ago.
That was nice.
I mean, I said something about the quarterback. Nobody's going with him when he goes through with his plan. And, you know, I used to ask them why they didn't run stuff like that. And everybody always used to say, well, you don't want to show nothing. But I think in a scrimmage game is when you try stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had a coach tell me one time, he said, I can run that play 100 times at practice. I'd rather run it one time in a game than those 100 times at practice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you run it one time in the game, as long as it's successful. It's
what I'm saying. He knows, you know. He says doing it in practice is fine, but till you run it that one time in a game.
And a lot of times, you know, the thing is that's what they do a lot. They will sit there and practice those trick plays week in, week out, 100 times just to use it one time in the right situation in the right game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's not uncommon at all.
But, I like seeing different stuff, and that reverse, folks, it was wide open. I think Jerry could have got that one in there. Look at him smiling near there.
Well, which was prettier? Was it the pass to Sage Roche for the touchdown, or was it the reverse to Quan Floyd?
You're talking about two things, two different things. The other one was blocked well. The execution on the reverse was well.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they sold it going to the right and handed it back
off. I'm just asking
left.
You which girl's prettier a lot, and that's all I'm doing.
To me, both of them was nice plays.
Well played.
They were.
Well played.
And it's going to be hard to determine the player of the game, but you can tune in Thursday, I think.
Oh, I've got mine already etched out and already carved down. I've got mine written down in marker. I already know who it is. I'll let you know in the break who it is.
Oh, so me and Jerry don't have a voice in it, is what he's saying.
That's not what I said. I've got mine. I've got mine, and we can talk about it after the game or during the breaks, but I know who my vote is for.
I'd be hard right now. It's up in there.
Okay. My vote may surprise you. It's been a young... Well,
now, Jerry can't get it just being the best statistician in the state of Georgia. Maybe the whole USA.
Yeah. I know we had a bunch of scrimmage games. Last night I went and saw the Jamboree over in Darien, where they had to play at the middle school because they had some issues with their high school field.
Oh, really?
So they played at the middle school over in Darien with a jamboree between Long County, MCA, and Brunswick High. And I cannot wait for the Camden-Brunswick High game. That's going to be a really good one. Brunswick threw the ball all over the field last night. They've got some really talented receivers. They've got a quarterback that looks like he can get them the ball. They didn't rush the ball very well, from what I saw here and there. They weren't very physical in their running game, in my opinion. They did have some positive running plays, but I think they will struggle running the ball against the Wildcats, but we'll see. They sure could throw it, and they sure had a lot of speed at receiver. I know that.
I'm looking forward to that game.
Me
weeks
too.
Down the road.
Me too.
And,
at the newly turfed Glynn County Stadium,
yeah,
by the way.
And they've done a lot of stuff up there at that stadium.
I was just about to say, boy, Glynn County is spending some money up there on that football program. They've redone the press box, put turf on the field. They built those offices.
Yeah, closed it in, last year?
Uh-huh, luxury suites. Ah, man, that brand new scoreboard and the Videotron they put up there.
And they got that big jamboree coming up in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, the Georgia-Florida Border War.
And, folks, that's going to be on Channel 4, so you can watch most of the games right there on Channel 4. And it's going to kind of compete with the Corky Kale Classic.
And I'm going to say this, you know, I'm friends with the athletic director up there in Glynn County.
You
Steve
have friends?
Very few. I'm friends with the athletic director up there, Steve Waters.
And Mr. Waters, I've told you before, probably one of the best ADs in the state.
Can I finish my thought?
Oh, did I interrupt you?
Four times. I'm just joking with you. Yes.
Shake my hand. All right. You shook my hand on that one.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, he's been the athletic director there now for a little more than 10 years, and he's done a fantastic job. All the upgrades to the football stadium. Two new baseball fields, a new sports complex at Brunswick High, a new baseball field for the Glynn Academy Red Terriers, and just facility after facility that he keeps finding money for. Great job.
And he is just a pleasure to be around.
Nice guy.
Always treats us good.
Mm-hmm. My little radio show that I do, we now do it from Glynn County Stadium in one of the luxury suites.
I know. You told me about that.
Yeah.
After you kicked me off of it.
Well, that's
other
not
than
what
that,
happened. It's not what happened.
Folks, we just kidding around and having a good time.
We are ready to get back to Camden County football. The Swamp Foxes are on the field.
I had the pleasure of doing the show with Jason for three times, and if you ever need a fill-in, I'll be glad to try to help you out.
Well, I do appreciate that. And that show that you're talking about has, airs in different places around the state and also airs on my company's website. If you know what that is, great. Go listen to it. We do post it on Facebook as well. And anywhere you get your podcasts, if you know the name of the show, that's all good. But I'm not going to take the advantage of forking it out on the radio because I didn't pay for that. And, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, if you're going to do stuff like that, you need to pay for it.
Number 84 kicking off.
And there is the kick. It's a high end over end. And we will field it at the 5. Over the 10 to the 15. Riddle spins out of a tackle at the 20. And he will be tackled at about the 27-yard line.
Maxson was the kickoff, man. The two coaches came out and met on the field. I don't know what they was talking about. I thought we might be going into a running clock, but we're not.
You are absolutely in favor of this running clock, are you not?
I've got about a six-hour drive to Christiansburg, Virginia, so wouldn't be bad. 4 o'clock came early this morning, or 5 o'clock, whatever time we got up.
Jerry and I are going to Charlotte to go clubbing. There's the snap.
All
right.
Straight
up the middle. Jaden Daly wide open, and now it's a foot race to the end zone. There was nobody to touch him. He's at the 20. Can he outrun the safety to the 10, the 5? The safety's not going to get him. Touchdown, Wildcats. Jaden Daly took the handoff straight up the middle, and not a red jersey put a finger on him.
74 yards. 74 yards here.
74 yards untouched. Well, that's a way to start off the third quarter.
And I think he might be a step or two faster, too, not just being stronger.
We very rarely saw last year Jaden Daly on a break-open run like that not get caught from behind, but not today. Not on that run he didn't. He got in the open field, and, I mean, there was nothing but green grass.
96, Casing to do the extra point. And when he got in the clear, he shifted gears.
There's the kick. It was a weird-looking extra point, but it is good. And so now we lead this thing 36-0, 11:36 to go here in the third quarter. We'll step away for 1 minute. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
friend talk about overwhelming emotional pain, distress, low feelings, hopelessness, or they're withdrawing from their friends and school activities,
you know, I interrupted
suicide
you.
Awareness signs,
sick minds think alike.
If you or a friend are considering suicide, call the Georgia Crisis Line 1-800-715-4225.
I do too.
This message sponsored by Camden Connection in Georgia.
Always treats us good.
Visit save.org 24/7
or text 741-741.
Georgia's own credit union has been putting the needs of our members first for more than 85 years.
In the fourth quarter.
That's banking on purpose. Mm-hmm. At Georgia's own, you'll get better rates,
36,
fewer
nothing.
And lower fees, and the assurance of knowing that your success
I'm like you. I think he's a skipper too fast.
Going to run an ID after this spot, and then I'll be coming back to you guys.
10-4.
Thank you.
All are welcome to join. Federally insured by NCUNA and an equal housing lender.
WKBX, Kingsland, St. Mary.
Come back to you in 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
We're back here in Dorchester County, South Carolina, 36-0. The Camden County Wildcats up on top, and that was a Bennett Automotive scoreboard change.
It didn't take long.
Mm-mm. And the kick is a low line drive, end over end. It'll be taken at the 5. They'll bring it out to the 4, or to the 10. Spinning at about the 15, number 4 on the return, DJ Drayton, senior wide receiver, 5'10", 160. First time we've called his name today for the Swamp Foxes.
Yeah, he ran into his own man. Had to try to change lanes, and Cats are right there. See a lot of new numbers out there on the field for the Cats.
They'll put the ball down at the 21-yard line for the Swamp Foxes. That's where they'll start. Not a lot of success offensively in the first half of this game. Let's see if the second half fares them any better. They're going to throw a screen. It's complete. They've got it well blocked. Receiver breaks a tackle, and now he pushes forward, surging. Whole host of Wildcats, number 1, 32, and number 4, all come to help. Number 1, Shamarion Gibbs. Number 4, Tyree Young. In on the tackle for the Wildcats, and it's a 9-yard pickup.
I'll say you, all 11 players was right there around the ball.
Quentin Dirk on the reception. There's the snap. They'll hand to Dirk out of the backfield this time, and he is close to the first down before he is hit, stood up, and then pushed backwards.
Going to be a little short.
He needed a yard. I don't know if he got it.
No, if he gets a right foot spot, it'd be short.
Shamarion Gibbs, the first Wildcat there. Jake Lindsey came to help. He's an inch short. Third and your fingernail.
No, they said now they give it
to him. Now they're going to give it to him. Okay.
The back judge came up and gave it to him.
First and 10. That's the first down of the half for the Swamp Foxes. There's the snap. The throw is caught at the 35 by number 7, Chris Simmons.
Yeah. I don't know if something happened to the white hat, but the white hat ain't on the field no more.
Gain of 5. I don't see him. Is he behind the play? That's where he's supposed to be. He's not there.
No, that's why I couldn't figure out that guy came up from the same first down. I looked and I said, well, the white hat ain't out there.
No, he went to dinner early.
Yeah. Should have asked him where he was going.
Three receivers. Man goes in motion. We pressure the quarterback. It's a screen. It's complete to number 14, but they're not going to get very much out of it. As the Wildcats come up and blow it up, they might have gotten a yard.
Lindsey, number 7, right there. Nowhere to go.
Dwayne Simmons, the tight end, caught the screen, and as soon as he turned up the field, Lindsey was pulling him to the ground. They're taking their time offensively, huddled up.
They got Lindsey playing a linebacker right now.
Dwayne Simmons comes out of the game, and Chris Simmons checks in for him. Xavier Proctor Floyd, who's listed as a wide receiver on their roster, he's played quarterback pretty much the entire game. He'll send out his troops. They've got trip receivers to the near side of the field. The snap. He's running for his life, and he throws the ball away to the sideline. Incomplete. He was being pursued by Ian Peterson from the backside.
He must have missed the snap and got right on it because he was, folks, he shot across that line.
To be honest with you, I think we were offside and got away with
it. I do, too. I mean, unless he just got it right, time perfect.
They'll punt the ball back.
I mean, because he was there.
Low snap, and they will get it away. It's a high kick. Riddle signals fair catch, and he'll make it at the 35. 8:58 to go here in the third quarter. We lead this thing 36-0, and we have completely stifled their offense. It's been stagnant, yeah, non-existent.
You can hear a pin drop over here. We're on the home side of the field.
Not a bad turnout as far as travel. 3 hours away to another state by the Wildcat faithful. Especially for a scrimmage game.
Oh, yeah.
Quan Floyd in motion. We're going to give it to him. He'll cut the ball back to the middle. He's got a Camden County Bennett Automotive Group first down over the 45 to about the 47-yard line. I've been impressed with Quan Floyd running the football.
I have, too. And
he may have found his calling on this football team as a running back.
I've been impressed with their safeties. Their safeties have made a lot of touchdown-saving tackles today, one-on-one.
Floyd again in motion. This time we're going to fake it, and Robinson's going to roll and then throw. Heaves it down the field to Sage Roche, and Roche makes the catch over the defender. He was with T.J. Wilson, who just didn't have the tallness to stay with Sage Roche. He just reached over it, grabbed the football right on the sideline, about the 20-yard line, and then made sure his feet were inbounds.
Got a flag. I show you what kind of athlete Robinson is. One of the linemen stepped on his foot. He tried to go backwards and had to wait till he got off his foot where he could get back in there.
The flag is going to negate that great catch by Roche. Yeah. It's going to be against the Wildcats.
Now, that was a nice catch.
Write this down. Sage Roche will have Division I offers before it's all said and done.
I've heard that today, haven't you, Jerry?
Ball is put back at the 35-yard line. We got to get it over the 45 in our territory to the 47 for a first down. Well, hand the ball straight up the middle to Jaden Daly. We've had a lot of success with that today. This time he's only able to pick up three or four before the maroon jerseys come closing down on him.
Now, sometimes we had trouble blocking that play. That looked like it might have been number 32 carrying the ball that time.
Thank you.
James.
Thank you for the correction. James on the carry. Quan Floyd fakes going in motion. Now he comes back.
Yeah, trying to get him to jump.
Trying to get a free five. We need a lot. This time he does go in motion. We fake it to him. Robinson to throw, and he throws to the middle of the field, and it's caught by number six. It will be a Bennett Automotive Group first down over the 40 into the 35, and they get him down there between the 35 and the 30 at about the 31-yard line. Number six on the reception, Ronald Spradley Pettis.
Yeah, I mean, ran a good play, wide open, caught the ball, just took off.
Yeah, we called his name several times last year.
Yeah, we did.
Robinson this time hands the ball off up the middle. Not much running room there for
32 again.
George James.
Folks, Camden's running a lot more up-tempo than what you used to see them do.
Quan Floyd in motion. Robinson again hands to Jordan James straight up the middle, and he's wrapped up immediately. No running room. He might have gotten three. I said no running room because I assumed that when he hit the host of red jerseys, that was the line of scrimmage, but actually it's not because we had pushed them back a couple of yards off the line of scrimmage, so we're winning the penetration battle.
Yeah, we'll bring up third down and
four.
Yeah, long four.
Riddle in motion. Robinson's going to keep it himself. He'll pitch it after Riddle, who breaks a tackle. He'll scamper along the sideline and get the first down inside the 20. Some fancy footwork there by Jamarley Riddle.
And Robinson, he kept the ball to the last minute when the defensive end crashed down on him. he hit Riddle right in stride and was able to pick up the first down.
5:57 to go here in the third quarter. It's 36-0 Wildcats. They're huddled. The Wildcats are. They're huddled about the 20. Or excuse me, the 25. Now they break huddle. The ball's placed at the 19. First and 10, Camden. We're knocking on the door again. There's the snap straight up the middle. He'll push close to the 10-yard line. Just put his head down and just kept those feet churning. Again, number 32, Jordan James, the ball carrier. James getting some carries here in the second half.
Fullback dive, that's your bread and butter. If that play's working, it opens up a lot of plays.
There's the snap. Robinson going to keep it this time as he rolls to the left side, and he will be brought down. Let's see, did he get the first down? He's close. Robinson just decided to keep the football that time. Rolled off to his left. Tried to find a hole, and they're not moving the sticks.
Trying to see where they're going to try to mark the ball.
They mark it where it's supposed to be for a first down, but they're going to call it third down.
Yeah.
They're going to say we're short. Okay, we're 6 inches short. Third and 6 inches. Robinson under center. There's the snap. And they're going to run across trap with Quan Floyd. We got the first down, pushing toward the end zone, and he's tackled about the 3 yard line. Quan Floyd on a crisscross trap, and we got the first out of it.
And that's safety, number 10. Ledford came up there and made a tackle again.
4:15 to go here in the third quarter. We're trying to add another 7 on the board.
I'm trying to add to that 36 we already put up there.
36-0, we're on top. Firm control of the ball game. Quan Floyd in motion. We're going to give it to him. He goes straight up the middle. He's hit as he crosses the goal line. Doesn't matter. Touchdown, Wildcats. Quan Floyd, his third rushing touchdown of the day.
And a good block then by number 32, James.
Yep, this time a 3 yard scamper for Floyd.
Put his man on the ground and actually picked him up after the play. Good sportsmanship.
3:39 to go here in the third quarter. We line up in that swinging gate. Now we're ready to kick it.
92 to try the extra point. Tesh.
Aiden Tesh is going to attempt the extra point. High snap. We get it down. The kick is a low line drive, and it is good. Just sailed over the crossbar. We'll step away for 1 minute. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBay 106.3.
Everybody Rents Home Furnishings is your local Ashley Furniture dealer
and
your source for national brands of appliances and electronics. Living room and bedroom groups, dining sets, appliances, and electronics. Just about everything you need to furnish your home. Everybody Rents Home Furnishings. Don't let the name fool you. They are a traditional retail store offering purchase options to fit your needs. Choose from buy today, 6 months same as cash, or convenient rent-to-own plans. Everybody Rents, 107 Kings Bay Road in Kingsland.
Hey, y'all. If you want to look good and save money doing it, all you have to do is blush.
We're all right. Well,
the newest women's clothing store.
It ran for a second.
Now
they saw
it.
I thought I'd seen it run.
It did run.
With new inventory arriving daily. And you'll find a great range of sizes and styles at Blush Boutique. From ladies, junior, and plus sizes.
10 seconds.
You're going to make them blush. Blush
Boutique.
Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
And coming back to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Back here in Somerville, South Carolina, 43-0. The Camden County Wildcats up on top. Coach Jeff Heron on the field talking to one of the officials. Quan Floyd with his third rushing touchdown of the day, this time a 3 yard scamper to the end zone to put us up 43 rock. 2:32 to go here in the third quarter. Good chance we'll be on a running clock in the fourth.
Official trying to come up.
He's telling the press box something. I think he's trying to get him to change the time on the clock.
Just did the 30 minutes.
3 minutes and 5 seconds.
Yeah. They must have ran some time off the clock.
Okay. Well, we saw it moving during the break.
I don't know. We up, what,
43
to nothing, and Coach Aaron out there wanting to put time back on the clock.
You want all the time that you can get in the scrimmage game to practice as much as you can. 3 minutes, 5 seconds. It's 43-0. We're in the third quarter. Cannon's up on top. We have completely stymied the offense for the Swamp Foxes. It's a short end-over-end kick. It'll be taken at the 12. Now over the 20. Picks up a block at the 30. Got another blocker in front of him at the 40. We finally run him down at the 45-yard line.
Number 15 on the return.
Cohen Phillips.
That's one thing we're going to have to work on this week is a kickoff. They've got good returns on the kickoff most of the day.
You got to work on your new jokes.
Yeah. And what you say, we ain't going to have much time for jokes because we're going to be 8-2 this year.
That's right. 8-2. And a home playoff game at least. There's the snap. He'll throw it. It's complete to that big tight end about the 50. And then he turns it upfield and goes all the way over midfield to the 30, well, yeah, about the 36 in the Camden territory.
That's Simmons, number 14, big tight end.
It's a first down for the Swamp Foxes. Clock now continues to run. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. As the sun has moved, it has become easier to read the scoreboard.
Yes. Folks, this is a nice facility. We got our own box. Got an AC in here.
There's a snap. They'll give the ball to the running back off the left side, number 22, Burke. And he will pick up a first down for the Swamp Foxes over the left side.
Back-to-back first down for them. That's one thing I hope they got redone at Camden. I hope they straightened out the AC in our box a little bit.
There's the snap and the pass into the flat, complete. And it doesn't matter because as soon as it's caught, number 30 for the Wildcats, darts in. Javaris Daly comes in for the tackle.
Yeah, that's Daly.
A 4-yard loss. They just flung the ball into the backfield, out in the flat, and lost yardage.
Yeah, by the time he caught it, Daly was right there and made a good tackle.
Second and 14 for the Swamp Foxes. Burke goes in motion, quarterback being pressured. He's looking, and he's hit as he throws, and the ball falls incomplete. He tried to throw it late, and the ball just fell forward.
Yeah, hit by number 29, 79, and 16.
Jamerick Daly, Wayne Austell. I didn't hear the first number. You said 79?
I got it right here, Thomas.
Thank you.
Just a junior.
Third and 14. To get a first down, they've got to get the ball to about the 18-yard line. The ball is firmly placed at the 30. They'll go trip receivers to the far side. There's the snap, quarterback to throw. He fakes. Now he's going to heave it deep. He's got a receiver open, and then we close, and he makes the catch through two Kenton defenders. He was open for a moment, and then we closed on the play, and the ball went right between our two defenders for a touchdown.
Number four on that catch for him. A good play, good catch.
DJ Drayton. Drayton.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't have dropped it in. It had to be that pass, too. Nothing else would have got there.
Mm-hmm.
Straight just dropped it right in.
34-yard touchdown pass. Now their extra point is pending.
By number 84, Braxton.
High snap. The holder has to get up now. He's looking to throw, and he will throw to the end zone, and the two-point conversion is good. Threw it right at the goal line, and it got caught by number 21, Derek Sally. That's the first time that we've been able to mention his name in a positive manner. Remember, that's the big-time receiver that's being recruited by Kentucky.
It was flew into a crowd, too.
Yeah, it sure was, and he just reached out and grabbed the football, and they get the two-point conversion out of a busted play. Well, we'll step away for 1 minute. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Glowing skin is always in at Golden Glow Tanning Studio. Formerly Magic Tan, they now have new owners. Get a new tanning experience that's also affordable.
Yeah, that's
caught that
touchdown.
Golden Glow will help you decide your best tanning options based on your skin type. You can
four.
Tan laying down or standing up, or choose spray tanning in a booth or airbrush.
Great.
And how far was it?
Haley is taking appointments on site for facial and body treatments. Golden Glow Tanning Studio. Walk-ins always welcome. 801 East King Avenue, Kingsland.
Great.
The Okefenokee Rural Electric Membership Corporation offers more than dependable electrical energy at a competitive price. Quality services provided by a friendly and professional staff trained to meet all your electrical power needs, residential, commercial, or industrial. If you have questions or need information, call your representative at 1-800-262-5131. Okefenokee Rural Electric Membership.
Coming back to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
The scoreboard change, a Bennett Automotive Group scoreboard change, where the Swamp Foxes get on the board, a touchdown, and a two-point conversion. And that makes the score 43-8, 57 seconds to go here in the third quarter. They'll kick the ball back to us. It is an end-over-end line drive. We will take it at the 1, bring it out over the 5 to the 10 and to the 20, and we will start our possession there. 23 on the return for the Camden County Wildcats. Jordan Hawkins on the return.
Well, Camden was kind of looking for an onside kick, and he kicked away. Brings us down to 50.1. 43-8, Camden on top.
I jinxed us. At the beginning of that drive, I said we'd stymied their offense all day long, and then they score a touchdown. We'll come out, man in motion. New quarterback, hands the ball straight up, nowhere to go. New quarterback in, number 12 for the Camden County Wildcats. That's James Kirkland.
A sophomore.
Well, it could be James Kirkland. It could be Josiah Matthews. Both? Nope, it's James Kirkland. James Kirkland in at quarterback. Kirkland this time will pitch out to the edge to the left side and will pick up about 4 or 5 on the toss sweep.
Yeah, number 28 carrying the ball for the Cats.
Justin James, junior halfback.
That's the end of the third quarter with the Cats up on top, 43-8.
We'll step away for 1 minute. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
Georgia's Own Credit Union has been putting the needs of our members first for more than 85 years. That's banking on purpose. At Georgia's Own, you'll get better rates.
Things are ready for y'all to go clubbing.
And assurance of knowing that your success is what matters most to us. We have over 30 offices throughout the state to serve you better. So come on in. All Wildcats are welcome to join. Federally insured by NCUNA and an equal housing lender.
Jessica Spence, associate broker with Coastal Roots Realty, is your
locally born
with deep roots in the community and surrounding.
They gotta get better offensively.
Yeah.
Helping buyers and sellers, and is also a military relocation specialist. Her passion is helping you find your dream home. Let her sell your current home and begin the search for the next house you'll call home. Call Jessica Spence today for any of your real estate needs.
Stand by. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
We head to the fourth quarter here in Somerville, South Carolina. It's 43-8. Camden up on top. We held them scoreless for the entirety of the first half and most of the third quarter. They put a touchdown up and got a two-point conversion. Did the Ashley Ridge Swamp Foxes from Somerville. 43-8. Third and 2 for the Wildcat offense. Ball is over the 30-yard line. We've got to get over the 34 for a first. We are going to the fourth quarter. I would imagine we're on a running clock, and indeed we are. There is the snap, and flag stopped the play.
We're
going to run a toss sweep to Shamarion Gibbs.
Looked like they had moved them on the left side. No, they called it against Camden. I thought they was a little offside. We must have drew them.
So our third and two turns into third and seven. Quick math in my head. 2 plus 5 gives you, Lawton?
7.
Correct.
I was pretty good at math.
That Woodbine Connection, folks, would be proud of you.
Yeah, he will, along with M&M Donut Club.
Okay. There's a snap. We fake the toss. Instead, hand it straight up the middle, try to little cross trap. We didn't get much. Might have lost a yard.
Yeah, didn't fool them that time.
Mm-mm.
Got a lot of new players in there, folks. And Ashley Ridge has still got most of their starters in there. So it's going to bring up fourth down. Camden will punt.
Looks like we've got a new punter.
I'll try to give you the number.
Jordan Hawkins given marching orders as the up man. Ask the punter if he's ready. Punter says, I am. There's the snap. And it's a pretty decent kick. It'll be fielded at the 40. And we are all over. We defended that punt very well. We've got four defenders back there. Number 4, number 20. Ball pops loose at the end of the play, but it's blown dead. Javaris Davis is down there. Tyree Young is down there.
And Cash on that punt. Now the clock has stopped.
Change of possessions. What was the rule? You told me?
Oh, man. Skipper told me to.
You forgot it? It took you a year to forget? Well, I mean, that's not bad. It took you a year to forget. That lasted longer than most anything.
Yeah. It sure did. Yeah, it was. Change of possession.
There's the snap.
Score, safety.
They hand the ball off straight at the middle, and they're going to lose yardage as we hit the running back in the backfield. They've got a new quarterback. Cohen Phillips is now playing quarterback for them. Junior, 5'10", 175 pounds. Three receivers, two to the near side, one to the far. Cohen's going to throw it over the middle. He's got a receiver, and it's caught down the middle of the field. He's going to score a touchdown. We went for the interception, and we didn't get it. Number 30 gambled and lost. Javaris Daly tried to go to the middle of the field and intercept the pass instead of go for the tackle. He didn't get there, and then it was just nothing but green grass.
Number 17 on the reception.
Between Matthew Phillips and the end zone.
Yeah, just a junior. 5'10", 165.
They got a lot of guys like that on the roster.
Pretty fast.
Cohen Phillips, the quarterback, made a really good throw to the middle of the field.
And he passed it to Phillips. Could be Ken.
Javaris Daly will learn from that.
17 on the reception.
10:08. They scored their second touchdown of the football game. The snap is down. Their kick is good. So at 10:08, it's now 43-15. We'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBay 106.3.
Latest trends are always in, and it's what you'll always find at Wild Willow Boutique. Your local.
Who was the receiver?
17.
With inventory arriving daily, you will always find boutique style.
How many yards?
At affordable prices. Your favorite brands with more added all the time. Shop in the store or
on
online.
Their what?
Wild Willow Boutique opens
7 days
a week for convenience. Located at 801 East King Avenue in Kingsland, next to Golden Globe
Theater. No, he was on. They were on their 39.
Have you noticed a friend talk about overwhelming emotional pain,
61.
Distress, low feelings, or they're withdrawing from their friends and school activities? Recognizing suicide awareness signs in teens can save a life. If you or a friend are considering suicide, call the Georgia Crisis Line, 1-800-715-4225. This message sponsored by Camden Connection in Georgia.
Stand by. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
10:08 to go in the football game. 43-15 now, as the Swamp Foxes put up another score. A 61-yard touchdown pass from Cohen to Phillips with 10:08 to go, and they draw closer to the Wildcats. Let's put 50 on the board right here.
Cats are looking maybe onside kick. Got a all hands team in. Everybody up.
They're taking their time kicking the football. Here we go. And they kick it deep. It's an end-over-end kick. We'll field it at the 2. Bring it over to the 10. Break a tackle there. Find a blocker at the 15. Over to the 20, and that's where we'll start. 23 on the return for the Camden County Wildcats. Jordan Hawkins. Our offense taking its time to get on the field. 10:01 to go in the football game. 43-15, Camden up on top. Ashley Ridge has scored on 2 consecutive possessions. We had them shut out. Quarterback under center. We'll hand the ball off straight up the middle. Number 28 on the carry, Justin James. We got a new quarterback in, number 10.
Yeah, Badcock.
Jack Braddock.
Braddock. You're right.
Braddock under center. We got one receiver split out to the far side of the field. We got 1 yard on the carry. Oh, the ball flies up in the air on the exchange from center to quarterback. And Ashley Ridge has fallen on the fumble. It is their football inside the 20. Well, our defense will get an opportunity to play red zone defense.
I couldn't tell if it was an exchange between the center and the quarterback or the running back ran into him.
Either way, the ball flipped
Went straight
in the air.
Up there.
9-11, 43-15. Ashley Ridge with the football.
Well, they change of possession. They needed their football in there.
Phillips back in at quarterback. There's the snap. They'll hand the ball on. Nope, the quarterback will keep it straight up the middle. They fake the handoff and ran a quarterback keeper straight up the middle, and it was for positive yardage, close to a first down. They might have even gotten it.
And one of the officials got took down.
They did get it, and it's all the way to the 5-yard line. So now it will be first and goal. Ashley Ridge trying to score on their third straight possession. Granted, we handed this to him on a short field. Clock running, 8:39 is what it says. We're up 43-15. They're going to run trip receivers to the near side of the field. There's the snap. They're going to throw a screen, and it is caught. We run him out of bounds. He is a weird-looking play. The receiver caught the ball, and then it was almost like he stopped instead of turning the ball up the field and waited. And then he turned the ball up the field, and by that time we had broken through their blockers.
Yeah, Simmons on the reception, number 7.
And easily ran him out of bounds.
Yeah, weird. Looked like they had a lot of problems lining up.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a weird-looking screen. They got no gain on the play. Back to and out, 2nd and 5.
15's back in quarterbacking.
This time he'll take it, and he'll tuck it, and he'll head to the pylon, and
short.
He's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the half-yard line. He tried to – somebody knocked the pylon over after he got knocked out of bounds. And Ashley Ridge wanted the touchdown because the pylon had gotten knocked over, but he didn't knock it over.
Yeah, he's going to be close. He's going to be knocking.
I mean, he's at the half-foot line. Third and goal from the half-foot line. You could just nudge the football, and if you did, the nose of it would hit the goal line. There's the snap. They'll hand the ball to the running back. He goes straight up the middle and then dives forward and gets in. Touchdown, Ashley Ridge.
Yeah.
7:16 to go, a one-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, good blocking. But this is the starters against a lot of substitutes for Camden right there.
Mm-hmm. Number three on the carry, I believe. Desmond Langvin. Now pinning the extra point. 43-21.
84 to try the extra point.
As we speak.
Braxton.
There's the snap, the hold, and the kick. All good. All right, 7:16 is now 43-22. Camden up on top. We'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBA 106.3.
Since 1939, Okefenokee Rural Electric Membership Corporation has been providing quality electrical service to residential, commercial, and industrial customers in South Georgia and Northeast Florida. Call 1-800-262-5131 and speak to your marketing representative for information. Okefenokee REMC, your power supplier of choice where quality service and competitive pricing is not just a saying, but a fact. A proud sponsor of the Camden Wildcat football broadcast.
Everybody Rents Home Furnishings is your local Ashley Furniture dealer and your source for national brands of appliances and electronics. Living room and bedroom groups, dining sets, appliances, and electronics. Just about everything you need to furnish your home. Everybody Rents Home Furnishings. Don't let the name fool you. They are a traditional retail store offering purchase options to fit your needs. Choose from buy today.
Stand by. Coming to you in 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
We are back, and it's now 43-22 on the Bennett Automotive scoreboard change. Ashley Ridge draws closer with another touchdown.
Braxton to kick off.
7:16 to go in the football game. And there's the kick. It is another end-over-end line drive. It will be fielded by Riddle at the 2, and he will bring it. Still on his feet at the 20, finds a hole, finds a block, and he's at the 40, juices a man. Now he's still on his feet trying to find his way through another crowd over the 50, and he's still on his feet. They thought he had him down, and now he is finally wrapped up well into Ashley Ridge territory over the 40-yard line. He just wouldn't go down.
Yeah, I tell you one thing. He's just a junior, folks.
Jeff Heron used the tag special on him. And listen, when Jeff Heron calls you special, that means something because he's seen a lot of special kids in his career. He knows what it looks like. We're taking our time offensively. We're still all huddled up.
I tell you one thing. That was a heck of a run. The official was lucky he didn't get trampled in that.
6:47. Clock is running. Another new quarterback in. We'll get you his name in just a moment. He's going to throw it. He's going to keep it. Running to his left, and he has popped out of bounds right around the original line of scrimmage. Might have picked up two.
Kirkland again, number 12.
Okay, thank you. Well, Kirkland took a shot.
He did. He got popped over there.
Kirkland also played some safety on the other side.
Must have a flag over there. Got the officials huddled up again.
Personal foul against Ashley Ridge. Well, we'll mark it off. It'll be a first down for the Wildcats. It'll
be
Automotive Group first down. And that'll put the ball right outside the 20 at the 21. So we'll be knocking on the door here. Clock continues to run, 6:25, 6:24.
Made a difference in that sun.
There's the snap, and we will hand the ball off to number 14. He breaks it and then cuts it back up the middle. Andrew Godfrey.
Godfrey, yeah.
Junior running back.
Had to make sure there wasn't two of them. Actually, really trying to get a man on.
Kirkland under center. Man goes in motion. He hands it straight up the middle instead. Not much running room, maybe a couple. He got about three.
That's number 28 on that last carry.
Justin James.
James.
There's a snap. We go back to Justin James up the middle. Nope, the ball is out on the ground. The officials say he was down. And actually, that was, I think that was number 18 on the carry. But Lawton, double-check that for me.
I see 83 out there as a running back.
Okay. Well, that's who we'll go with. This time we'll hand the ball off. Coming around the right side. Looking for a block to get in the end zone. Spins. Gets tackled by the ankles and goes down at the one. Number 83 for the Camden County Wildcats on the carry. And that is Giovanni Lewis. Another junior. And remember now, our senior class has about 20-some-odd seniors, but we've got about 40-some-odd juniors. Man goes in motion. We hand the ball straight up the middle, and there's a huge gap. Number 83 runs right through Giovanni Lewis, gets rewarded for his effort on this drive with an easy touchdown. And that'll make it 49-22 with 4 minutes and 9 seconds to go.
Folks, that was a hole right there on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
As they say, you could drive a truck through it.
The snap to the hold. The hold is good, and the kick is as well good. 50-22, Camden jumps out on top, or extends their lead, rather. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
We'll be right back after this 1 minute break.
That's where the Ligon firm comes in, prepared to serve your legal needs. Whether it's real estate, corporate law, or personal injury, the Ligon firm will
help you
with the process.
Another 20 years, we'll be clicking.
Suite 109 at the entrance of Laurel Island Plantation. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 912-510-6964. When the time comes to take the next step.
That was Hopkins on that last extra point.
Here at Harmon Bank, we understand that most small businesses start with a dream. Unfortunately, dreams can't finance themselves. At Pineland, we are your time-proven lender, helping you secure an SBA loan with low rates, no program fees, expedited service, and
I hate to say this is about my nap time.
Mine too.
Am I coming to you in five?
Me and Jerry going to the club.
Three, two, one, and you're up.
Back here.
So you and Jerry's going to the club, said?
We're going to the club.
All right.
50-22, 4 minutes and 9 seconds left to go here in the football game. Camden up on top. The scoreboard change, of course, a Bennett Automotive Group scoreboard change, and there were a couple of first downs that I did not mention were also Bennett Automotive Group first downs.
Maybe they'll let me wire some money and get y'all out of jail.
Keep your phone on you.
Keep it on, huh?
Yeah. Don't turn it off. I heard Jerry gets wild. They're waiting on us to kick the ball off. Now the official moves out of the way.
Miss Lenny back home is listening to us. Got a text from M&M Donut Club. They listening.
There's the kick. It's a high end over end this time, and it will be fielded at about the 10. They'll bring it to the 15, to the 20, gets a block around the corner. Now it's a scampering down the sideline, and it takes the kicker to get him out of bounds at the 50.
And number two just run out of room.
Jordan Almontis.
Ran out of real estate.
Unfortunately for us, number 92, Aiden Tesh, was able to get him out of bounds.
Kickers made, I think that's the second touchdown saving tackle they made today. That's something we're going to have to work on. That and what other play bothered us today? Screen play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that gives Camden something to work on this week.
Their quarterback stands in the shotgun. He'll take the snap. Cohen looking, and we rush him, and he throws short to his receiver.
Number 21.
Tried to run another screen, and we had pressure on him right in his face. And he could not get it away. Wayne Austell was pressuring him.
21 said, man, I want to go to college. Throw me that ball. I mean, no shot at that. It dropped about 2 feet right in front of him.
And ball's at the 49-yard line is where they placed it to start, so obviously they've got to get to the 39 for a first. They are in Camden territory. 3:52 to go in the football game.
I have to get hold of Skipper to tell me about that running clock thing again. It's got a little acronym you go by.
Okay. And the snap of the quarterback and the guy that was in motion ran into the quarterback's hands, knocked the ball out of the quarterback's hands, and then the quarterback had to fall on it. So they lost about 4 yards on the play because the guy in motion ran into the quarterback's hands. Yep.
We've had a lot of stuff in this game, folks.
I don't think I've ever seen that. With the quarterback with his hands extended in front of him.
Oh, you young.
Takes the snap, and as he's getting the snap, the guy in motion runs into his hands with the football just getting there.
I've seen the guy in motion catch the ball and run before. They used to call that.
Third and 14, they're going to throw it, and they'll throw it down the sideline to that kid from Kentucky, or the kid that's being recruited by Kentucky, but nowhere close. The ball sails out of bounds, and it's uncatchable for him.
Yeah, kind of give and go right there. It's going to bring up fourth down. I'm sure they're going to go for it.
Derek Sally, and then once again, good coverage by the Camden County Wildcat defensive backs. This time, Tyree Young was running him down the sideline. We have done a great job on that kid, taking him out of the game.
Oh, yeah. You talking about frustration, you can see it on him.
Yeah. Oh, he's very frustrated.
Got a timeout right there.
Ashley Ridge wants to take a timeout, so we will take it with him. We'll step away. 30 seconds. You're listening to Camden County Wildcat Football on KBA 106.3.
Glowing skin is always in at Golden Glow Tanning Studio. Formerly Magic Tan, they now have new owners. Get a new tanning experience that's also affordable. The staff at Golden Glow will help you decide your best tanning options based on your skin
type. Tuesday at the show in front of the
up, or choose spray tan for $6 airbrush. And skincare by Haley.
The walk-in,
on-site for facial and body treatments.
You can go to the Brunswick High Show for Bishop Media Wednesday night at Max Barbecue at 7, and I'll buy you
dinner. Notice a friend talk about overwhelming emotional pain, distress, low feelings.
Max Barbecue Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. I'll buy you dinner.
Recognizing suicide
Max Barbecue
in teens can
out near Sterling.
You or a friend are considering suicide. Call the
right across the street from Jane Macon.
715-4225. This message is sponsored by Camden Connection in Georgia.
Stand by. Coming to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
We are back. Fourth and 14. What are we hanging on for? They're going to go for it. Fourth and 14. They throw the ball down the middle of the field, and it is short. Had the receiver, had the route. He was open, and the quarterback just threw it short. Intended for number 17, Matthew Phillips. I believe they scored that their first touchdown on that route to
it
that
was.
Same receiver.
Just came up a little short. Had the play. Had the right play called.
238, 237. We are on a running clock. It's 50-22 here in the fourth quarter.
The reason I asked you to hold up, I had to slide that down because you had me confused again when you said you'd buy a supper. I was still in awe.
He says that, but yet I bought lunch / breakfast this morning.
And I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We juggle the football on the snap, but we hold on to it. The quarterback does a good job of just tucking it and running, and he lost a yard. Instead of a turnover. James Kirkland.
You know, I can tell that receiver is frustrated.
Tell me, Lawton.
That is the same look I get from the bug every now and then.
From the bug?
That's what I call Wonder, Wonder Bug.
Oh.
She gets, in other words, I'm telling you, honest, she gets frustrated at me sometimes.
Boy, your eyesight has improved if you can see the kid's face all the way from up here.
Hey, Dr. Hinnall, that's the man to go to.
Okay. Kirkland under center. He's going to hand the ball straight up the middle, and we might have gotten a yard. About three red shirts wrestle our running back to the ground.
Like I said, 20-year-old eyes with a 70-year-old body.
91 on the carry for the Wildcats. That is Paul and Jay Jean.
We got him? Okay.
Paul and I like that name. Paul and Jay Jean.
That's a cool first name, ain't it?
Yeah.
I hated that, name in the first grade.
Third and 11 for our Wildcats.
Yeah.
We moved early. They didn't throw the flag. Kirkland keeps it. Doesn't matter. He's only going to get maybe 2 yards to about the 45, and it'll bring up fourth and 9. But the clock says 38, 37. We may not even run another play here. Let's see. Yeah, looks like we're walking. Nope. We are going to stand, and we're huddling. Guys, there's 28 seconds. What do you want to do? Looks like we are going to try and run one more as we run a couple of Wildcats in on substitutions, 22, 21.
I think
another couple of guys come in on substitutions, 17, 16. The play clock, well, no, we're inside the play clock.
Yeah.
10 seconds, 9 seconds. We're lined up. Our receiver is taking forever to figure out where he's supposed to go. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. There's the snap. We get it off, and all of that, we hand the ball off to the running back only to get swallowed up in the backfield. That will be the last play of the game.
And we had a man moving, but luckily the guy did not call it.
The officials did a really good job of letting a lot go there in the second half with the JV kids getting some experience and just kind of letting them play. Your final score here, 50-22. Camden County 50, Ashley Ridge 22. So the Wildcats come out victorious in the 2022 scrimmage game up in Somerville, South Carolina. We'll step away for 2 minutes. You're listening to Camden County Football on KBAY 106.3.
At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, you don't have to be an athlete to get the region's best orthopedic care. Their board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians treat injuries and conditions that affect just about any joint or bone in your body, whether you're an athlete, weekend warrior, active adult, or senior citizen. They use the latest surgical and non-surgical techniques to treat a full range of orthopedic conditions, from hips, knees, and ankles, to shoulders, wrists, and hands. All supported by the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. From fracture repair to joint replacement, let Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery develop a personalized treatment plan for you, complete with physical rehabilitation to get you active again. And they have 3 convenient locations offering same-day appointments for emergencies. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, call 912-576-6355 or visit sghs.org/summit.
Jessica Spinks, Associate Broker with Coastal Roots Realty, is your locally born and raised realtor with deep roots in the community and surrounding areas. Jessica specializes in helping buyers and sellers and is also a military relocation specialist. Her passion is helping you find your dream home. Let her sell your current home and begin the search for the next house you'll call home. Call Jessica Spinks today for any of your real estate needs. 912-674-6964. That's 912-674-6964.
Georgia's Own Credit Union has been putting the needs of our members first for more than 85 years. That's banking on purpose. At Georgia's Own, you'll get better rates, fewer and lower fees, and the assurance of knowing that your success is what matters most to us. We have over 30 offices throughout the state to serve you better. So come on in. All Wildcats are welcome to join. Federally insured by NCUNA and an equal housing lender.
This Camden County Wildcat football post-game wrap-up on KBAY 106.3 is brought to you by...
Stand by. Coming to you in 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up.
Welcome back to Somerville, South Carolina, where the Camden County Wildcats come out on top 50-22 over the Ashley Ridge Swamp Foxes. And welcome to the TDS Telecom and Summit Sports Medicine post-game show. Lawton, tell me your takeaways.
Seen some good things. Seen some things we need to work on. But overall, a good scrimmage for the Cats. A lot of positive.
Overall, I was impressed. I thought defensively we played really well. I was impressed with our pass coverage, which I think might have been an Achilles heel at times last year. And I thought that we did a really good job in defending the pass. We did a good job in defending the screen for the most part. They did get some plays off the screen, so, you know, maybe a little work to do there. But all in all, pretty good effort defensively. They didn't run the ball very well against us, and we ran the ball very well. And we'll hopefully be able to get you some stats before we get off the air. And we also threw the ball pretty well. And I think that we saw an emergence of, which, you know, emergence of Sage Roche. I think you'll hear his name a lot in the passing game this year. He'll have a lot of big plays. Mason Robinson, his first year playing quarterback, I think he did really well tonight, or this afternoon, excuse me.
And coming off a broke collarbone, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
broke his collarbone last year.
Yep, coming off an injury and, you know, taking over the reins. I think this was a good game for him to get some experience under his belt. And our running backs, we are loaded at running back.
Oh, yeah. And folks, even though we put 50 up on the board, there were some licks on this field today. I mean, and even though you've been practicing one-on-one against your teammate, it's different to get hit by somebody else.
And what I like to see is a show of sportsmanship here in the scrimmage game. Both teams, Camden and Ashley Ridge, are all huddled together while the coaches talk to both schools.
Yeah, both coaches out there, and good sportsmanship. One thing we've got to work on is a lot of penalties in this game. And that's something to work on. The kickoffs, got to work on the coverage.
I think we also saw the emergence of Jamarley Riddle.
Oh, yeah, Riddle.
Which is a name that we had heard, and Coach Heron's happy to have him. And he made a spectacular touchdown run. Quan Floyd, who has shifted from cornerback to running back, looks like he has transitioned to that position very well. He had 3 rushing touchdowns today.
And overall, I would give us B+ on the scrimmage.
Okay. In your book, B+ is good.
I made a few of them in my day.
Well, I think when Lawton Tessin gives you a grade of B+, you ought to be happy because he is hard to please.
Well, all you got to do is, when you got them 2 lines coming down, make a circle there, draw a circle there, and put a plus sign on the side.
Okay. Well, you're the one giving it, so.
But, hey, no, overall, I'd say B+ was a pretty good grade for him.
Okay. Well, we appreciate everyone back home tuning in. And once again, the TDS Telecom and Summit Sports Medicine post-game show as we're getting ready to wrap up. Lawton and Wanda, his wife, are heading to Virginia. Jerry and Jason Bishop are heading to Charleston to go clubbing.
Y'all probably get hit by a club, but hey, we'll get you out of jail. Might let you stay a day or two.
Keep your phone on.
But, yeah, patronize our sponsors, folks. The real season kicks off next Friday at Chris Gilman Stadium, so let's have a full house there. Welcome to 2022 Cats. Let's kick them off right.
We'll see y'all next week for Lawton Tessin and our statistician, Jerry Middleton. I'm Jason Bishop signing off. See you next week. Let's go, Cats.
Sports out.